much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Okay, you're good, white boy. I'll give you that. But you better bring it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
This president, I think, has exposed himself as a guy over and over and over again who has a deep-seated hatred for white people.
Yolene, I completely disagree with you on this.
Ooh, Hustler magazine. I finally get to see what a vagina looks. Oh, God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! You can't hurt anyone anymore.
Wow! Our 1,000th vagina joke.
And now...
Hello, welcome to another edition of Between Two Ferns. My name is Zach Galifianakis, and my guest today is Bruce Willis. When you were making the whole 10 yards, were you ever worried that it would be too good?
Our feature presentation.
Why is Zach the best? I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
He just is.
He's just so funny in everything he does, and he doesn't have to do anything, like, odd. Even in his... mainstream stuff, he's funny as hell. But that on Funny or Die is Between Two Ferns. You have to watch every one of those.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Great.
And he's so fantastic on that Bored to Death show, which doesn't get a lot of publicity. That's the Jason Schwartzman show that he plays his best friend. He's tremendous on that as well. So it is Tuesday. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's got to be the 11th of January already. By the way, is today producer Alex's birthday? Does anyone know or think that may be true?
Hey, Alex, is it your birthday today? F-yes is what I just heard in my headphones.
Alex is one of those who, she sent out an email yesterday, it was something regarding the show, and the email said, tomorrow, the best day of the whole year. And I didn't know if she was referring to it being, 1-11-11, or if it was, in fact, her birthday, and that's why she says it's the best day.
See, I thought it was a dumb joke on 1-11-11, because I thought that she thought that you would be excited by that.
Which we all found out yesterday.
No,
you aren't.
No, not at all. But you like
it's
numbers.
It's so hard to predict.
But you like
Alex and like Psycho Mike and Megalomaniacs like that, they all think that the day that they were what is the best day in the world of all time ever.
Why are you roping me into this?
Because I've heard you before. Because I've heard you. Hey, we're playing Smashing Pumpkins 1979, the best year ever.
Yeah, I mean,
I've heard you do that before.
With that, but usually I let birthdays go by without saying a word.
Why don't you want people to be happy, Bean?
I do. I want people to be happy.
If Alex is happy, it's her birthday.
I'm glad that she's happy it's her birthday.
Okay, but she called her megalomaniac.
She needs to rein it in to realistic proportions as far as it refers to the rest of us.
Why,
that's all.
Though? Why?
Because I'm just saying.
You.
Because I'm just saying.
Oh, you're just saying.
That's just girl. That's females. Like, I mean, you
no, not all. Because no. Not all. Some are just the opposite.
No, well, when they hit a certain age.
Like Dave, you mean?
Then
yeah, like Dave.
Dave's the kind of woman who really likes to play down that birthday.
But young girls think that, it's like their birthday week, and they will not stop telling people about it. And what
it starts month.
Yeah.
It's a birthday month. And then as it comes, and then it's a week, and then it's certainly a weekend. Or a couple of days if it's in the middle of the week.
Right.
Right.
So, Bean and I are just the opposite of that. It just doesn't...
It doesn't bother you.
I don't know. When I was a kid, we never celebrated on the day, ever.
Because it was inconvenient?
Yeah. So we'd go, let's just do, my dad and me and my brother Bruce, let's do that next month. Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Because it was the same deal in my family because my brother and I had birthdays that were fairly close. So we would have one birthday party and it would be in between. It would be several days after mine, several days before him, which I never cared about. It was fine. It really bugged my brother because his birthday was early. His birthday was the first one. So his birthday came and went, and then he had to wait like a week before there was any kind of celebration. I don't know why we did that, by the way. It's not that hard to celebrate two birthdays in a month, but for whatever reason, we just had one party or something and did it in the middle.
I don't think your parents liked you, if I could be honest.
Well, I did live in a dog loo the first 8 years of my life. I don't know if that's a clue, but...
First use of dog loo.
In 2011. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, in 2011.
Now listen.
2011.
Now listen, Bean. You love numbers. You do love numbers. Like your phone number, for example, is very important to you.
Right.
You'll work a year to change a phone number to a number that you think is a good number.
I have one phone number that's all odd numbers and another phone number that's all even numbers. And God forbid I ever have to give either one of them up.
Right. Now, And that didn't happen just by chance and you noticed it, right? I mean, you made it happen.
I did.
Okay, so why is it out of the ordinary for us to think, hey, Bean will like the fact that it's 1-11-11?
Oh, I don't think it's out of the ordinary for you to think that at all.
But why don't you think it's...
Why don't you think that?
I don't know.
I think it's because we think that he thinks it. And so then he's a contrarian.
He doesn't get to... Yeah.
So he says, you know what? No, I don't.
And he doesn't get to surprise us.
But inside, he's like, 1-11-11.
I think I used to be more into those crazy number patterns than I have been in recent years. And I think part of it, and I honestly think this may be what it is, part of it is that every time one of those number combinations comes up, like it's you look at the clock and it's 12:34:59 and it's on 07:08:09 or whatever, right? And then all the stupid emails start going around with everybody who says it'll never happen again in 1,000 years, and they're always wrong because it'll always happen like in 100 years. I think it's become such a drag for me to see all the misinformation about
everyone out.
Well, even if I don't bother straightening them out, it's just all the misinformation about the numbers that people have. Just it's a hassle.
So you're telling
me you have
me.
To straighten them out?
I got too many hats. No, because I have to see wrong things. I don't like wrong things. I hate having to see wrong things.
So you're telling me if somebody says 1-11-11 will never happen again for another 1,000 years, and you know it'll happen in 100 years,
right?
That bugs you.
It destroys 1-11-11 for me. I can no longer enjoy it. It's not fun.
Wow,
anymore. It's not fun anymore. Because now it's a giant, big, red, glowing, blistery, pussy, bleedy misinformation.
So, stop. Easy.
So 11-11-11, not going to celebrate in any way. Who cares? Whatever.
Exactly. Here's the thing. I think Bean's protecting himself because he cares too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it really breaks his heart when people put out wrong information about
it. Does.
So
I like to be accurate. I like to be current. I like to be accurate.
Sits in the corner and sobs because people don't have it right.
Exactly. Thank you. That's probably what it is.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
This is for all the Tostitos.
This is for all the Tostitos. That's true. What a bizarre game that was last night.
What a great game that was last night.
A great
Wasn't it
game
so
and a
wildly
game.
Entertaining?
It was. And it's weird to watch a game like that that I don't care who wins. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right. I didn't really have a favorite. I didn't
Well,
care.
I did. And it hurt me to see Oregon lose because I've been following them all season long because I love, A, they're Pac-10, and B, they're practically local for me. But I got to give it to Auburn. They deserve to win that game.
But that weird
And
thing
Cam at- Newton, who I haven't watched much this season,
yeah.
That guy's amazing.
That weird thing at the end where the dude was rolling over on the defender and they had to go to replay and everybody thought he was down and everybody stopped. And then
Lisa,
everybody says, keep running.
Yeah, he gets tackled, and he's on top of the guy who tackled him, and he stops the play. He stops running because he thinks he's down. Well, it turned out his knee never hit the ground, so the guys on the sideline for him say, get up, keep running. He added about another 20 yards to the run.
You know, I always know it's an exciting game when I hear cheering down the street. There's some group of like college kids that get together down the street,
and
they
watching.
Just scream their guts out.
Well, that was one of those things where the whole play came to a stop. Everybody on the field came to a stop. It was over as far as everybody.
Right, right.
Everybody in the audience thought it was over, and then all of a sudden somebody on the sideline realized, hey, he didn't fall on the ground, he fell on the player. So then the guy starts running again, and he just goes, no way.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's really bizarre when stuff like that happens. Then they have to go to the replay, and the replay holds up.
Does his knee touch?
Crazy.
Nope. He was on the man.
This is for all the Tostitos.
Did he say that? Did you edit that together?
Did he say this is for all the Tostitos?
Yes.
Well, he said that for that the final, you know, the 2 seconds left, the kick of the field goal kick that won the game. Yeah. That was the great Brent Musburger, who, by the way, a joy to listen to last night. So good. So
He's
good.
A joy.
He is.
He has been around forever and is,
I
think, great.
He's so good. He's so good.
But that's not for all the Tostitos.
I mean, it was for all the Tostitos.
Do you think those guys got all the Tostitos?
Well, it was the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl.
I know.
I think that was the reference. And it made sense.
No, it wasn't the Fiesta Bowl. It was the Tostitos BCS. It was the BCS Championship.
Right.
The Fiesta Bowl was like a week ago. Doesn't matter. Really doesn't. But those guys got a lot
Obvious
of Tostitos.
Yes.
That's what I know. Bean does not like breast reduction. He wants it to be outlawed.
It doesn't matter if you're like in traction.
Yeah.
You've got to keep them.
That's correct.
Yeah.
You do not consider for 1 second making them smaller.
No.
And I'm starting to see that happen with celebrities and with even people we know that are considering breast reduction. And what's going on?
Because they realize they don't have to be uncomfortable the rest of their lives.
Ah.
Somebody should put a stop to it.
Because they'd like to, I don't know, jog around the corner.
Well,
I would like to see that.
Be able to run for their lives.
No, but Bean doesn't want to see it with them being, you know.
Don't want boobs down to their
looking
knees.
Looking like boys, right, yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens.
All right, so that's coming up. Okay. We have Daniel Tosh in studio.
He's great.
One of my favorite TV shows, Tosh.0, comes back tonight.
Yes.
Finally, I'm so excited. He is the least politically correct person on TV. So I love that so much. Elizabeth Mitchell will be on the program today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From V.
She, of course, is on V. She was on Lost.
Yeah.
And other shows with one word in the title.
Those people, the aliens on V, I don't think they have good intentions for Earth.
No.
I don't know
if they're
watching or not, but they don't seem to be wanting to reach out a hand of friendship.
Damn them.
So, yeah, that's not going to work well. And Emmy Rossum from Shameless.
Oh, my God.
I saw the first episode. It looks so good.
It really is a weird show, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
It's just odd.
William H. Macy comes in, like, in
Who
the
does?
Last 2 seconds. William H. Macy.
Yes, okay.
Comes in, the, like, the last 2 seconds of the show. Because at first I'm like, isn't he on the show
That's what
somewhere?
I thought. That's what I thought. I watched the first half and then went and took a nap or something. And I was like, I don't know. I thought William
I
H. Macy was on this program. But
yeah.
He's the dad, and he's not much of a dad. But
exactly.
Anyway, that's a great show, so we'll do that, too. And a TV station in Indianapolis went out and interviewed homeless people, which mm-hmm. we thought was good, based on that dude that has that radio voice that's made the news so much in the
yes,
past couple days.
And all of a sudden has a career.
Well, they wanted to mock the homeless people that don't have that going on.
Well, they went out, yeah. I mean, basically, they went out and said, do you have any talents?
Right.
You know?
Okay, good for you. Go back to sleeping in a boat.
Oh.
And fact of the matter is, most don't. I mean, I think most people don't.
No. You could interview 10 people on the street who have jobs and stuff, and they couldn't do anything.
But these people had nothing.
Oh.
And then they got mocked, and then they went back to nothing.
That's so mean.
So that's good times right there. All right, so that's all coming up this morning. We will take a quick break and come back with a showbiz beat. That is
Hearts and Thoughts, they fade.
Fade away. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 5:49.
You sing pretty.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday. Ralph Garman is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat for a new day. What's going on, Ralph?
I don't do a lot of gaming news in the Showbiz Beat, but I found this story so exciting, so revolutionary, so spectacular that I had to lead off the Showbiz Beat with it.
Wow. All right.
There is a company called Sega. You're familiar with Sega, of course.
Hey. Sure.
Legendary gaming company. They're unveiling a new game that can only be played in a public bathroom.
In a public bathroom?
That's right.
Oh, no.
The consoles will be installed just above the public urinals, Kevin.
Okay.
How do you control the game? With the discharge of your own bodily fluid.
Oh, spectacular. Mike. Just spectacular.
It's right up your alley.
Designers have a sensor installed in the urinal that keeps track of your bathroom performance. So as you're going number one,
right,
you can be number one and get the high score.
What's the...
I'm not sure what the premise of the game is,
okay,
but you control it with your urine stream.
Is it power? Is it volume? Is it aim?
I believe it's accuracy.
Okay.
I believe there's some targets in the urinal that you have to try to hit. Think how fun it'll be to go to the bathroom. With this game installed above your urinal.
You just drink more water because you didn't do so good.
I got to pound some beers. I got to get back to the bathroom. I got to go for that number one position, so to speak.
They really should do that in bars.
The
that
pole position. Yeah, it would be.
The pole position!
See?
Sadly, the games, will, as of now, are only being installed around Tokyo.
Come on.
They have all the
Japanese
stuff.
Are so lucky. They get everything.
Yeah.
They have the Toto toilets.
They do, yeah.
That wash and clean your butt for you. And now they've got Sega Urine Games. The Sega Urine Games, by the way, are coming to Anaheim this year. And I hope you all come out and check them out and see them live. They're very exciting. The game is called Toilet. Toilet.
I see. All right. Not much of a name, but
not really.
Okay.
But you can play that if you're in Japan sometime soon. So book your flights now, people.
So you can play a game with your urine.
Yes.
All right.
I guess we can forget all about those rumors that Marion Cotillard is going to be playing Catwoman in the next Batman movie. Looks like she's going to be busy for the next 9 months or so.
Bonkers.
Us Weekly Magazine reporting that the French actress is expecting her first child with her longtime boyfriend, Guillaume Canet. Guillaume Canet.
Do you think the kid's eyes will be bonkers
Stop
as well?
Stop with the bonkers.
Her eyes are not bonkers.
She has amazing, stunning, beautiful eyes.
Bonkers.
They're not bonkers at all.
I saw Inception again over the holidays, and she couldn't
Did
be
you,
lovelier.
Or did you dream it?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, good
That's
point.
A great question.
She's so beautiful.
She's a bonk, bonk, bonk,
so,
bonkers.
So wrong on
she's
this.
Not bonk, bonk,
I'm not
bonk,
saying
bonk,
she's ugly.
Bonk or bonkers.
I'm not saying she's ugly at all. I'm just saying her eyes are bonkers.
She's got large, beautiful, round, gorgeous eyes.
You know how I'd describe them?
Bonk, 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 bonkers.
Anyway, she's going to have a baby, so I'm guessing she won't be swinging from a rope in a cat suit around Batman anytime
soon. Shame. She'd be good at that.
Because she'd have a kitten right there. Congratulations to my best buddy, Hugh Hefner.
He's your best buddy,
oh,
is he?
Oh, yeah, we're best friends.
How often do you hang out?
I thought he was your dad.
I hang out with him, once every 2 or 3 years, it seems like.
That is best
That's
friends.
When we spend some time together.
That's a good point.
As good as I got, man. He took Playboy magazine back from the public. And made it a private company again yesterday. Bought up all the shares.
Wow.
Hef is Playboy's largest shareholder with about 70% of the company's voting shares. And about 28% of the non-voting stock. So let's see, 70, 28,
98%
of the
98%. Stock. 98%. Yeah. Why did he do this? Was he in danger of losing?
He wants more control.
Who has more control than him?
He doesn't have that much control over the empire, as you might think. Yeah, he was always the major shareholder, but I think he's, for some reason, with the marriage and everything else, he wants to get back in the game.
I didn't hear any details about this yesterday, but the first thing I thought when I saw the headline was, if you're a private company, you don't have to reveal earnings. And maybe the company is doing so poorly that he's trying to protect that information from being public.
Well, I know there was some talk amongst the other shareholders they wanted to sell the corporation.
Oh.
Some said to the consortium that currently owns Penthouse magazine was interested in purchasing. So I think before there was a hostile takeover, he wanted to buy up the stock so that shareholders wouldn't start selling out, because apparently it was a pretty sweet deal they were offering. So he didn't want to lose his company, certainly in the first place, secondly to Penthouse.
Yeah.
So.
Right. His mortal foes.
But the licensing money and everything else these days... Big income for Playboy, you know?
Yeah, it is.
They're talking about opening 3 or 4 new Playboy clubs around the world. And so that is predominantly where the money is for Playboy now.
Not the magazine.
Yeah. It's the image. It's the persona. It's the bunny logo. And there's still money to be made. He thinks he can steer that ship for as long as he can remain upright.
I bet that's about another, 6 months? I bet that Penthouse...
4 hours at a time, dude.
He's going to be all... A Penthouse is going to be all over that Toilettes game, by the way.
I bet they will.
Definitely going to do a feature on that.
He used to like the golden showers. Congratulations to Michael Douglas. He is apparently cancer-free.
Oh, wow.
How about that? After all the worry his family and fans have gone through regarding his throat cancer, treatment seems to have been wildly successful. And he's going to be on the Today Show today, where he'll be doing an interview, and apparently with Matt Lauer. They say the throat tumor that he had is gone.
That's great.
Now, keep in mind, he's not entirely out of the woods. He was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer 4 months ago. Was given just a 50-50 chance of surviving by the time he was diagnosed, by the way.
Wow.
But everything is going as well as it possibly could have, and the tumor is certainly gone, and now they just have to keep it in remission and hope that he stays healthy. So
he's the man.
How about that?
Pretty spectacular. Good stuff. And there's a rumor going around that Khloe Kardashian is pregnant.
Oh, no.
Tell.
No, don't do that.
Now, they're saying she is wearing flowing dresses and carrying oversized handbags in front of her as if to conceal something. I say maybe a massive gut that she's got working
on
there.
Come on.
Sounds like a food
belly.
Look
who she lives with.
She sounds fat.
But friends and insiders are speculating that she and husband Lamar Odom of the Lakers could be preparing for a baby. Her representatives refuse to confirm or deny the news, which is usually an indicator that there's something there. However, no one can speculate when she would drop her foal. So we don't have any timeline on that. Speaking of having babies, these teen moms on MTV, all these teen moms.
I admire them.
I want to put them into a capsule and shoot them into space. All of them.
Well,
what a horrendous, effed up bunch of broads these chicks are.
Yeah.
And Psycho Mike, back me up on this. Dr. Drew got at least two of them pregnant, right? He's the father of the teen moms, right?
Yeah, it's true.
I don't think that's weird. True.
You can tell when the babies come out with glasses and gray hair. You can
do some massive orgy, swole, gray-haired babies just coming right out.
And I don't think that's true.
I didn't know this, nor should it happen, but the teen moms each pull in about $65,000 per season for being on that show.
Wow.
Well, that's helpful.
Wow.
It's helpful unless they're like Farrah Abraham of Teen Mom, Lisa, who was spending her money on breast augmentation surgery and a vacation in Florida this Christmas season.
Right on.
Yeah, apparently Farrah took the money and got herself some new boobs and was seen showing off the girls in a little bikini while on vacation in Florida. The Daily Mail from the UK has got photo spread of her there. And so it's good. I'm glad she's taking the money and she's using it to benefit her child
sure
she had
baby formula
as a teenager. No. Look, kids have to learn to fend for themselves.
That's right. That's right.
Mommy first. That's the motto.
She left out a bowl of water for the kid back home. Come on.
Oh, these frauds. Oh.
Well, what about that story we did at the end of last year about girls that are trying to get pregnant so that they can be on the show?
Hey, look, $65,000 a year.
And it's the rocket ride to fame. You're on the cover of Us Weekly.
How else are these dumb bitches going to make $65,000 a year?
Right.
Sure does seem like there's a lot more work the other way.
That's right. They're either on their backs or in the maternity ward. It's the only way they're going to make it. You know what I'm saying? Wearing their ankles for earrings or popping out kids for MTV. MTV's going to start a ranch.
Thing.
They're going to start a baby ranch. Have an endless stream. And speaking of television, congratulations to one of my favorite television programs, Castle. Has been renewed for a fourth season. Congratulations.
I like that show. That's good.
Oh, it's a great show. It is. It's not, you know, Emmy-winning stuff. It's not super highbrow, but it is such solidly written, brilliantly performed, just entertainment. It's just a fun, well-written show.
And stonicotic.
Boy, is she
really
good deal. Beautiful and charming and really funny and really talented. She's really good on that show.
We need to have her back in.
We do. She was great.
Because she said she would.
Nathan Fillion, too, great on that show.
Don't care that much about
John
him.
John Huertas, just a great cast over there on Castle. So congratulations to those guys. ABC announced their renewals for the next season, Modern Family, which is good news. Grey's Anatomy, The Middle, Cougar Town, and Private Practice have all gotten the nod for another season, so good for them. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Actress Kim Coles of Living Single. She's 49 years old today.
Still looks good, right, Kim Coles?
Yeah.
Am I out of whack with the bell there?
Yeah.
Or am I?
I don't know who she is.
I haven't seen her in a while.
Kim and actually and I worked together on a show called 10 Items or Less over on TBS.
I remember that,
A sitcom. And she is a very funny, lovely, talented lady, and she is pretty. She, like most of us, could use some time on the treadmill, I guess, you know?
Okay. Sure.
You know, a little more extra time in the gym wouldn't hurt.
But she has giant breasts and ass,
she
too,
does.
To kind of help support.
Yeah, she's a well-proportioned young woman, that's for sure.
Give her the fat belt.
Oh, come on. I didn't say she deserved
still
that.
Still a bell.
Tom Dumont of No Doubt is 43 years old today. Singer Mary J. Blige. No, that can't be right. Mary J. Blige is 40 years old today. Tom Rollins of the Chemical Brothers is 40. Actress Amanda Peet, if you want to ring a bell for somebody.
Ring that bell.
She's 39 years old today. And our very own super whore producer, Alex, celebrates her birthday as well. Does not say the number next to the birthday.
19.
She's 19 years old. Imagine what she's accomplished in just her few 19 years.
Yep.
That's great. That's great. She's 19. She's 19. That's what she is.
All right, she's not 19.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Actress Elizabeth Mitchell, who you remember, didn't she fall down the hatch and then get blown up on Lost? Isn't that what happened to her character, Juliet? But then she ended up being alive. But everybody died, and then everybody came back to life on that show. Well, she got off the island, and now she's on a show called Veeve. It's very popular, and she joins us in about a half an hour right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Her son's ruining it for everybody! Okay, sorry.
Thanks, Kevin.
Psycho Mike is going to maybe be on TV. I don't watch The Regis and the Kelly. I don't know when. I think it's on at like 10 in the morning or something. Bean?
Yes.
11
in the morning? 10 in the morning? I think it's 9 West Coast.
9, okay.
It airs live from New York and then spreads out all across this great land. And it's a phenomenal show because Regis Philbin is the greatest entertainer in the history of broadcasting. But he's getting up there in years, and he's taking some more time off. And they have decided that one way to fill in a week that Regis isn't going to be there is with the Men-O Radio. And they put out a nationwide casting call, basically, to say, hey, who wants to co-host with Kelly for a day?
And then they made the announcement of the top 10.
The time has come to announce the top 10 for our Men of Radio co-host for a day search. We've received thousands of nominations.
Thousands.
thousands, which probably mean tens.
Ten.
And the top ten are...
Bobby Bones, 96.7 Kiss FM, Austin, yeah. Texas.
Bobby Bones.
Come on now. Johnny Magic, XL 106.7, Orlando, Florida. Johnny Magic, I love it.
Kid Craddock of the Kid Craddock in the Morning Show.
See, the show isn't great because of that audience. That would make me want to kill myself.
That's pretty weak sauce. Yeah. I agree.
They hype them up a little more than they need
a
to.
A little.
That's Seth Meyers, by the way, from Saturday Night Live, filling in for Regis that day. But I have a question, and that is Johnny Magic and Bobby Bones and Kid Craddock. Why do radio people have such stupid names? Psycho Mike?
I know. Well, yeah. Listen.
You dubbed him Psycho Mike.
You guys, first off, Lisa's right. You put that moniker on me. But I have, like, the most reasonable name out of all these guys because, I mean... Psycho Mike sounds pretty level-headed compared to Bobby Bones.
Mike Catherwood, a.k.a. Psycho Mike. K-Rock, Los Angeles. Yeah. He might be trouble.
Mike Greenberg from Mike and Mike in the Morning.
All right, so they announced the top 10, and Mike's in it.
Yeah.
What a shocker.
It was such a surprise because they had sent out the word that they were going to announce it yesterday, and I had the Regis show on like I do. And when his name came up, even though I knew he was in the running, I was still shocked to see his name among the 10.
Yeah. Well, of course, because we know him.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. We know what he's about. I mean, come
on. He's barely qualified to be on this show, much less at a national daytime talk show.
So I didn't know this, but apparently Kelly is married to a guy named Mark Consuelos.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's beautiful.
Also an actor, yeah.
And this is Psycho Mike's audition tape.
Hello, my name is Mike Catherwood, and I feel like I should be the co-host for Regis and Kelly because no one looks like Mark Consuelos more than I do. And I hear that Kelly's a big fan of that Consuelos fellow, and also no one's a bigger fan of Regis than I am. I've modeled my whole life after Mr. Philbin. In fact, I'm like a younger, swarthier Regis. You could call me the Mexican Regis. So do the right thing for the red, white, and blue, and choose me as co-host for Regis and Kelly.
If you don't mind my asking, yes. How have you modeled your entire life after Regis? How have you done that?
I'm tan. And
right?
I'm in broadcasting.
So you really have not at all modeled your life after Regis.
I enjoy pudding.
In a way, Mike has, in that Regis is very driven and works a lot of jobs and is, you know, go, and
easy,
very passionate about broadcasting.
Bean
no, I'm just saying, but I give Mike the work ethic credit to be being similar to Regis. And I'm telling you what, I think that was a good audition tape because, A, you got the Mexican thing going and everybody wants to reach out to help the brown man. B, Kelly is very flirty with good-looking guys on the show, and she will – I mean, I don't know how much she has to say about who gets picked, but she would love having you on the show because
there it is.
Bean really watches that show.
It's going to be so on. I'm going to pull the robbery from Mark Consuelos.
if you can pull that off, now you're the man.
Yeah.
But we got some of the other audition tapes just to see if Mike has a shot, and we'll let you be the judge. This is Kid Craddock?
Oh, yeah.
Craddock, right.
He's good.
All right.
My late 80s crush is Kelly Ripa. I watched her every day on Dance Party USA, and I credit her all the time for my sweet dance moves. In fact, I've got her picture on my coffee table. You're beautiful.
Oh, no.
So then he sings that to her. So that happens.
That's terrible.
We can check him off the list,
check
right?
him right yeah. off the list.
He's a Ryan Seacrest-type DJ that does a nationally syndicated show out of Dallas, and he's a cheese ball. So I think Mike wins over him.
Johnny Magic.
I don't know anything about Johnny Magic.
Johnny Magic is like a R&B smooth like Afrocentric guy, right? Like he's like the deep talking kind of suave fellow.
Yeah, and he's doing a parody of a commercial.
I'm Johnny Magic from XL106.7 in Orlando. I have 30 seconds to tell you why I should be on Regis and Kelly. It's pretty simple. Look at me. Now look at Regis. Now look at me. Now look at Regis.
See what he's doing there?
It's not bad.
I'm on a horse.
It's not bad.
It's better than singing You're Beautiful to a picture of Kelly.
Sure, that.
Yeah. Right.
Here's a guy named Fitz. And
I know Fitz.
How do you know every single person in radio?
I've been to Fitz's house.
Oh my God.
Fitz does mornings on a country station in Seattle. I know Fitz.
There are beautiful girls who host all over the world. They got nothing on you, Kelly.
Why should I fill in for Regis? I'm 6'7". It's about time you work with somebody kind of tall. Over Christmas break, my kid's hamster Skittles got eaten by a Rottweiler. I also got groped by the TSA. I just got engaged over Christmas break. And finally, somebody's got to represent country.
Wow.
So that guy's
sorry.
Out. Yeah. So you
sorry,
spent Fitz, time in his house is what you're saying, Bean?
See, no more.
Yeah.
No more. Not,
not
ever.
What's
no,
going
not
on?
Ever.
What is
that?
What,
that was like its own mid-80s morning show. Like all the wacky sound effects.
What is
dude's
he
popping
he
out almost, of nowhere talking?
No, that's Bean. He's the one that was vouching for him. I bet it is house.
Can you imagine dinner with Bean and Fitz?
Oh, my God. With all their sound effect machines at dinner?
Go ahead and hit that trill again. That's assault.
So far, by the way, Psycho Mike, I think you're in, dude.
There's a dude that's going to stay on the scoreboard at Wrigley Field until the decision's made, supposedly.
Hi, it's Eric Ferguson. A beautiful December day at Wrigley Field. What a place to share with you how much I want to be a part of the show. So I'm going to stay right here in this scoreboard until you pick me.
First off, no, you're not.
Right.
And,
is he still up there?
No. You know what it must be like at nighttime at Wrigley Field in Chicago at this time of year? He's
so
not
now
in
he's
there.
A liar.
Yes.
All right, take it easy. I patterned my whole career after Regis. Take it easy.
All right.
Here's a dude who's trying to be funny. Todd Pettengill. Bean, you know him?
I don't know him. I know of him. He does the morning show at WPLJ with Scott Shannon.
All right.
Hi, I'm Todd Pettengill from PLJ Radio in New York City. I didn't realize today was the day.
Yeah, they came up behind him with a camera, and he turned and he was like, oh, hey!
You're filming? You happen to be filming?
What?
What's this?
There's a camera here? What do I do?
That I had to record my official entry in the Lives Men of Radio campaign, but as long as we're doing this, don't vote for me. Unless you want to hear many secrets about Kelly Ripa. Rehab, men, drugs. No, that's Lindsay Lohan.
See?
But I know stuff about Kelly Ripa. We used to live in the same building on the Upper West Side. Don't vote for me unless you want to hear all about it.
Yeah, that's Lindsay Lohan.
Look, Mike sucks, but he's looking really good now compared to his competition.
And one other competitor, Bobby Bones. This is the guy that I think you have to worry about.
This is the guy that, you know, he's like the school bully. He was the one everyone was scared of as soon as we heard his name.
I'm Bobby from Austin, and the reason I want to be on the show mostly is I want my mom to see me on the TV. I'm not that good looking, but some say I'm funny. Kelly and Bobby like Cher and Sonny. You can do better, you can't do much worse. Kelly, I'll make sure my tie matches your purse. I'll laugh at your jokes, I'll nod if you're wrong. I hope you didn't hate my Regis and Kelly song. But mostly, I want my mom to see me on the TV.
Okay, what happens next, Mike? I know the deadline for voting is this Sunday. How do we vote?
RegisandKelly.com. I don't know.
He said authoritatively.
Go to KevinandBean.com. Go to the Kevin and Bean Facebook page. They have links for it there.
We did. We put links up.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
We got to take those down.
Smashing Pumpkins on the Kevin and Bean Show. Very disappointed in Billy Corgan lately, by the way. Don't mind telling you. You see his mugshot all over the news yesterday?
No.
No.
Oh. Because he shot all those people in Tucson.
Oh, wow.
I was looking at it. I was like, Billy, come on.
Wow.
Things can't be that tough. Just disappointed. That's all. All right, Elizabeth Mitchell from The V Show coming up, and we'll play some Muse next on The Kevin Bean Show. Right now, time for your Afro calls at 323-520-AFRO. That's our number. You call us 24-7. Leave a message for it. We play it back on the air.
Omar does not like The Glee Show, so we used to make him do the recap. The Glee Cap.
Yes, and I enjoyed that very much.
I did too, except for we were afraid we were going to lose him.
Or he was going to take us out.
He's going to die or he's going to kill us. One of the two. So that ended, and this guy is he's not very happy about that.
Hey, this is for Omar. How come I can sit through a YouTube video of Cucamonga Heat, but you can't sit through an episode of Glee? Idiot.
That's a good question, by the way, because that was Omar's college. Was it college or high school?
College.
I thought it was a college movie he made.
College movie that he made on YouTube, and you can look it up, Cucamonga Heat.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of something for me, man. Yeah, I got these guys. I want you to double cross for me.
It isn't high quality. If that's what you're saying.
But I think the answer is that he watches Cucamonga Heat on YouTube one time.
Right.
Omar had to watch Glee every single week all season long, and I think it just really got to him.
We were talking about the TV show My Strange Addiction, or Strange Addictions or something like that, and that woman that ate toilet paper literally would carry a roll of toilet paper around with her during the day and eat it. And we didn't know what kind of calls we were going to get, but apparently the timing of this one was not good.
I was listening to you talk to all these crazy people about how they eat their skin while I was eating a banana, and I just want you to know that your show made me want to throw up, and that you're disgusting, and I hate you.
That's reasonable.
You're welcome.
By the way, I think that's reasonable. And I'd like to see a picture of you with the banana, if you don't mind.
Enough with the 2011 clip. 2011!
you.
Come on now.
It's only Tuesday of week two.
It's the 11th.
Right. And by the way, we spend the kind of money we do on high-quality production values like that. We have to use them, right?
You don't just throw that away. You got to give this guy credit for stamina, I guess, for the length of this song.
I got a bag of wheat. I took out all the seeds and stems from the wheat. It got me high as hell. And now I'm high. My mom caught me. Mommy, it was just a double kush, and now I'm all on the couch watching Bush. I don't really give a crap. Mama, please come over here and smoke some weed with me. Mommy, I'm stoned as hell. Mommy, stoned as hell.
Wow. He went for it.
He went for it, right? I mean, he really swung for the
sure.
fences.
Mm-hmm.
It was
did.
A foul ball, let's be clear. But he did swing for the fences.
You guys smell like Kevin trying to form a coherent sentence. With what you do on it.
Not bad.
What did you do?
Average delivery, but at the end, I think he sold it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With dude on it. What did you do? 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 What did you do?
All right. Thank you.
My head hurts.
Enough of that. And finally, Lisa, tell me if this works or not, because I'm not exactly sure what kind of opening lines work on women.
You're not a ladies' man.
Well, I am a ladies' man, let's be clear, but I'm not sure.
But you don't need lines, though. That's the difference.
Right. I'm not sure if this works. Okay. You tell me.
Lisa, me, I want to lick your nostrils, want to lick your ears and your mouth and your chin and your neck.
Okay, so nostrils,
that's more
ears.
More like my dog.
Yeah.
Wanna clean your eyebrows with my tongue. I wanna lick Lisa.
Now again, you'd think, okay, that's it. He's out.
Lick Lisa. Wanna lick your eyebrows too? Let me lick your nose and your mouth and your chin and your teeth, your armpits and your nostrils.
Come on.
I don't want any boogers. No boogers.
Please stop.
How much pot is being smoked here?
That's a good question.
All? Bean, I got to tell you, I edited that down about half.
Oh, my God.
That guy went
Lisa.
On forever. I knew you wouldn't be able to take it.
Lisa, you have to give him some. Come
That's
on.
That's right. Let him lick your nose at the very least. 323-520-AFRO. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Congratulations to Cruz Hernandez from San Dimas.
Hey.
Just won tickets to see My Chemical Romance when they play the Palladium. And on the boarding list for the trip to Paris, France to see My Chemical Romance.
Your chance
to win is coming up on the world famous K-Rock. It is 641.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Big night on TV, by the way. Ralph, I wanted to mention to you that on Bravo, the Millionaire Matchmaker, Freddie Mitchell is going to be the bachelor they're trying to get today. Yes.
The people's champion?
Yes,
wow.
From your Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow.
Apparently, he's tired of dating gold diggers, so he's looking for somebody who loves him just for him. So you got that to look forward to.
He ain't looking for no broke.
That's right. And on at the same time over on ABC, how about, ladies and gentlemen, a brand new episode of V. Couldn't be more excited about that. And very excited to welcome back to the program the beautiful and lovely Elizabeth Mitchell, one of the stars of V on ABC. Hey, Elizabeth, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks. I'm very good. Nice to be back, guys. Thanks.
It's nice to talk to you as well. You know, we were those of us that watched V season one got a little bit nervous with the way they were putting it on, taking it off, and then there were rumors, and we were worried that you might not get a chance to come back. But thank God you did.
Yeah, you had to be fairly tenacious to keep up with it. But I think it will be a little easier to find this time.
It's always fun when the network just moves it around enough so that you have to really work to get it.
Really true.
That's nice.
Well, it's like one of those.
Because it's so effective every time they do it.
Right, sure.
It's like one of those really cool nightclubs that put up the velvet rope, you know, and you really want to be inside the hard to get to place.
Hey, that's what we are. We're an after hours club.
That's
you
right.
You have to know someone who knows someone who knows
so
someone.
So it can come on at any time. We don't know.
That's
the way the show works.
Elizabeth, I got to tell you, I didn't think it was possible, but with the season opener this year, you guys have really upped the ante even from last season in terms of intrigue and sort of tension and drama.
there's some good tension in there. It's really fun.
And now your character, we don't know if you were all filled with phosphorus, and that's why your kid is so important to the V's.
I know. I'm filled with phosphorus and somehow DNA mangled. Oh. It's not a happy place to be.
Oh, couldn't be more excited.
So it sounds to me like a blood test is in the offing. Is that what happens tonight?
Yeah, I believe there will be some sort of a blood test. We now have a wonderful scientist, which we've really needed, and I'm very excited. So
yeah, you added Brett Harrison to the cast. Who
aren't we lucky?
I loved
that kid
him.
Is so freaking funny.
I loved him. I loved him on Reaper, and
he's
on your show, and he's great on it.
He is. I mean, it's honestly him off camera. I wish we could just get it. He's incredibly funny. His timing is brilliant.
Let me ask you this, Elizabeth Mitchell, and this would have been a question I would have asked you if we were talking about Lost as well. When you're on a show that has so many things going on, so many things that are yet to be revealed to the audience, how much do you as the actor want to know about that stuff? Or do they tell you, do they give you the overview of where everything's going so you kind of know and can play to that? Or are you playing to that without the knowledge of the stuff that's coming later?
I get an overview. I asked for an overview. I don't usually want an overview, but in this particular case, I went in and talked to them before, and I got a really lovely overview.
Is that because of Lost? Did you say, look, I'm tired of this?
I want an overview, and I want it right now.
I got screwed around once. I'm not doing that again.
I think I just wanted to know who she was so I'd know how to play her.
Sure.
And I wanted her to go on some sort of a journey. I mean, I'm a theater actor, so I'm kind of a geek. I just like to know.
All right.
Right.
Yeah. So where's it going?
Oh, it's going to good places.
Oh, all right, that's
Eric
it.
It's mainly, you know, the journey of my character, and she gets really kind of quite evil, so it's fun.
All right.
Awesome. Yeah.
So there's 10 episodes, is that where you aired episode one of the new season, and then there's 10 all together in this season, right?
All together, like let's just view it as a really long miniseries, but yeah.
Right, exactly. Did you ever think, and I know you've been an actress for a long time, you played lots of different kinds of roles, but did you ever think that your job description would be the leader of the resistance?
My dad's laughing, given that he coached me on every sports team ever, and now he thinks I'm an action hero. So,
wow.
No, I never thought I'd be leader of the resistance, but I like it. It's kind of awesome.
It seems
I want
like
her to get tougher, but I think she will.
It's kind of a weird role for you in that you seem like you're such a genuinely nice, sweet person.
I'm most definitely a pacifist.
Yeah, right.
All right, we have actress Elizabeth Mitchell on the phone. We're talking about V, which comes back episode 2 of the new season tonight on ABC at 9. Kevin, I think we have a clip here. What are we going to hear here?
I forget what you told me it
this
was, Kevin.
This is the she's looking for help for her son.
Oh, this is when the red rain has come down.
Oh, yes.
And your son is outside the Peace Center there, and there's a bit of a riot going on.
Yeah.
And he gets hit in the head. And you see this not only as a way to help your son, but also as an entree onto the ship to finally...
I really am just using him.
You did awful, a little bit. Yeah. You used his head wound in order to confront their leader.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, I'm fine. It's okay. Let me see. Okay, look. You're hurt. I'm going to get you help. Excuse me. I'm Erica Evans, FBI, 5th Column Task Force. Anna knows me. This is my son, Tyler. He needs to get up on the ship. He needs immediate medical attention. Anna will want to know. She will want to help. Call her!
And she does, and they do. And I got to tell you, the scenes between you and Anna are just some of the best in the show. There's such tension and such intrigue going on behind both of your eyes when you're always playing so sweet and friendly to each other. I love that stuff.
Thank you. I love working with her. She's a peach.
And I would love if there were some sort of an after series with Erica and Anna where they fall deeply in love. That would be the show that I would really want to watch.
Hey, come on. That's worth saying. Let's say it a couple of times. That'd be awesome.
All right.
Absolutely.
We're in.
V on ABC tonight at 9. Elizabeth Mitchell, you're one of our favorites. We always love having you on the Kevin Bean Show. Thanks much for joining us.
Thanks, you guys, so much.
Mortgage rates are still as low as 3.125%, 3.4% APR. Go to LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-8733 today before rates go up. That's 1-800-555-8733 to speak directly to a loan expert today. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
I'm not sure you understood those rates.
I don't think so either.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
I'm confused.
She's not my broker.
It's K-Rock at 6:52.
This is the Kevin Bean Show. Funny man Daniel Tosh on the program today. Also actress Emmy Rossum. And the disturbing trend of women having their breast implants removed. We've got to stop it. We'll discuss coming up after the top of the hour. Right now, Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Is it really a trend? Have we
just
seen?
Yes, it is.
Bean sees one thing and it's a trend.
Yeah.
Well, we have one friend who's talking about doing it, and now Posh Spice has done it too. And I'm sorry, that's two. That's two too many.
All right, take it easy.
Wow. You know, Posh is never quite... She never quite pulled it off, the breast implants anyway.
Yeah.
It looks very odd on her.
She was so emaciated.
She's too skinny. Yeah.
That they looked like these just softballs she had implanted under her skin. It was just an odd, odd look on her.
It was funny.
It was the only part of her body that was working, though.
No, it wasn't.
Stop it.
Stop.
Wrong
just saying.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news. Congratulations to Marion Cotillard. French actress. She is heading to the maternity ward. She's having her first child with her longtime boyfriend, Guillaume Canet. They met back in 2003 while they were filming a movie called Love Me If You Dare, and apparently he dared, and now she's paying the price. But she's going to have a giant belly.
I'd like to hear some more French from Bean, if we have time.
I got time. Go ahead, Bean.
I don't really parler or vu. Sorry.
Yeah. Samantha Ronson, you remember her, Lindsay Lohan's ex-girlfriend.
Sure.
She told reporters that she was just unbelievably upset that Lindsay Lohan would dare to rent the place next to her in Venice, California. She was furious that Lindsay was still bothering her and stalking her and going after her.
Right.
Boo-hoo-hoo, poor me. Well, they were seen having dinner this week.
Yeah!
So they're back together again?
Cozy meal was had by the two the other night, according to the London Sun newspaper. Lindsay looked delighted, as you can imagine. And now I just say it's on you then, Samantha Ronson. Yeah. If you're going to go out and have dinner with Lindsay Lohan, you're encouraging this sort of behavior. That's
maybe she loves the sober Lindsay Lohan, and not the drugged up one.
Maybe. Or maybe Lindsay had her at gunpoint. Under the table and was insisting that she...
You don't have any...
I'm saying it's as good a guess as
Don't
any.
You think, though, if you're lesbian Samantha Ronson, Lindsay's like a home run.
Right.
Physically. Like
the best you're ever going to do, right.
Crazy. It makes your life miserable.
And we've seen that... we've seen that in the heterosexual world so many times, where a guy who seems to have a lot going for him, outside of being ugly, just destroy his entire life for a hot chick. I can't see why it doesn't work for a lesbian.
Interesting. And I'd also like to add that I have more faith in Ralph's theory that there was a weapon involved in the meal than in Kevin's theory that Lindsay Lohan was sober.
Well, that's true. It's a stretch.
What are the odds either of those things are happening? I think I win. I just think that, look, Mike, what you said has some validity, but we also know smoking hot girls that guys are around, but once they're done with them, they're done with them. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about people like Jessica Simpson and who's the girl from Friends always seems to have a hard time keeping a fella.
Jennifer Aniston. Yeah.
You know, there's just something up there. And when the guys go, they don't tend to come back.
But most of the guys that are dumping those two aforementioned girls are hot guys.
I have other options.
I'm saying if you're Sam Ronson and you look in the mirror and you're like, look at the Lohan.
Yeah, perhaps. Perhaps that's true.
Maybe it's worth the trade-off.
More casting news about The Hobbit. Movie, which of course is the prequel in essence to the Lord of the Rings trilogy. A lot of those cast members are coming back. We talked about the fact that Ian McKellen is returning as Gandalf the Wizard, Elijah Wood's returning as Frodo, Kate Blanchett will be back as Galadriel, and now Andy Serkis, it's been revealed in Daily Variety, will return as Gollum. So all the cast, all your favorite cast members from those movies are coming back for The Hobbit.
When is that movie going to be out?
Oh, in a long, long time from now.
So a month.
They're
years.
Filming back to back. They're doing in two halves, and they're filming them back to back. Currently, they're starting to film them now in New Zealand, so it'll be out in a couple years.
So 2014,
probably. All right, that's your best guess. Congratulations to Billy Joe Armstrong, frontman for Green Day. He is doing blockbuster work on Broadway. He's currently playing St. Jimmy in the American Idiot musical on Broadway, based on the band's very popular album. He's doing 50 performances as the lead in that show, and people saying he's so great on stage that they're offering him other roles in Broadway.
Wow.
Interesting.
There have been talks about Billy playing the MC, which is the lead in Cabaret, the lead in Sweeney Todd, as Sweeney Todd, the murderous barber of Fleet Street, or as perhaps as Willy Wonka in the new musical version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which is currently playing in London and is going to be hitting Broadway soon. So he could have a job as a Broadway performer.
He would be a strange Willy Wonka.
I think he would be, but then Willy Wonka's a strange dude. Yeah, so you got that. And last night, you know, was the big premiere of Green Hornet. And we gave tickets away for it all last week, and I did not get a chance to see it.
When does that come out? This Friday?
I believe it is this Friday. Yes. But in case you were interested or curious, or you had seen it and missed it, and you'd like to see it again, the original TV series, The Green Hornet, is being shown in a marathon today on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, awesome.
So if you want to catch the original TV series of The Green Hornet featuring Van Williams and legendary martial artist Bruce Lee, you can check it today. I'm bringing this news kind of late because, at least on DirecTV, the first episode starts in about 3 minutes.
It's
running about 7 o'clock this morning.
I gotta go.
They're showing all, there were only 12 episodes, I think, of this series.
Total ever?
Only one season.
Wow.
Yeah. And so they're showing them all back-to-back all day long. If you want to check out the Green Hornet Marathon of the original TV series, it's on Sci-Fi Channel, and that is today from 10 a.m. Eastern, which makes it 7 a.m. this morning on DirecTV, or you can find that listing on your local cable system. But, yeah, if you want to check out the Green Hornet, I just went on.
Kevin, what channel is Sci-Fi?
I don't know.
It's
240-something?
244?
244. 244, there it is.
There you go.
The one thing Kevin is able to remember is his cable channels. I don't know how he does it.
He's an idiot savant.
You know what, though? They started changing everything around. I had it for a while, and then they started changing everything
around. You'll learn it again. Yeah. You have a gift.
I do. That's my gift.
You know, I did. I got DirecTV, so I went on the computer in the other room. Just I didn't know it was on until I read that story, and I just programmed the whole marathon. Now I can watch it when I get home. That's a cool thing about DirecTV. You can turn on your DVR remotely from your computer.
I have not figured out how to do that yet.
It's so simple.
All right.
You log in to your account, and then you just click, you pull up the guide, and you click on the show and ask you, do you want to record this? And you just hit yes and click a couple things, and boom, you're in business.
All right.
It's very cool. You can do it from your phone. It's awesome. I know I sound like a commercial,
you
but
do.
I'm not.
You're getting paid for this?
I'm not. Wow. I just really dig that.
All right.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Kim Coles from Living Single is 49 years old today. Tom Dumont of No Doubt celebrates his 43rd birthday. Mary J. Blige is 40 years old. Tom Rollins of Chemical Brothers is 40 years old as well. Amanda Peet celebrates her 39th birthday. And our very own lovely producer, Alex, celebrates her birthday as well today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Wow, what kind of time warp did we just wake up in? How about that song, huh?
That's the newest.
It's been a while.
That's the newest song we played today. What are you talking about?
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks a lot for tuning in. One of our very, very favorite guests, Daniel Tosh, is going to be on the show with us for the next hour. He is returning on Comedy Central with a brand new season of Tosh.0. We love Daniel. He'll be joining us in about 60 minutes from right now. Also, actress Emmy Rossum on the program, too. All right, Kevin and Bean Show, here's something that all girls know.
One day, if you're a girl, you look in the mirror, and there they'll be. Instead of a flat chest, two bumps. These are the beginnings of your breasts.
Right.
And they're not there just to look pretty. They're useful, too.
They're very useful.
That's true. Right.
Mine are just to look pretty.
So that happens, or it doesn't, and then you realize that God made a mistake, and you go out and you do the right thing, which is to get implants. And that's the whole reason that God invented implants.
You know that you're just beautiful as you are, and you go through life perfectly healthy.
Yeah, Bean can't see that side of it.
No. Surgery. That's it. Look, that's the only answer.
Lisa, it's easy for you to say because you were born and then developed with a voluptuous, beautiful pair. You don't know what it's like to be one of these girls who's actually a boy. So what happens is you go out and you get the surgery because that's how God would want it. And then everything's great again. Then the world is a beautiful place. Now, what's disturbing to me, and yeah, maybe it's not a runaway trend yet, is that Posh Spice, Victoria Beckham, had the implants, looked good, now got rid of the implants, and now she's a boy. Okay,
looks good is not an opinion that everyone cares.
Well,
shares with
and then we have a friend Nicole,
is very open-minded on this topic, as you can tell.
And then we have a friend, Nicole, who is a beautiful girl with a phenomenal figure. And I ran into her at Acoustic Christmas, and she says to me, she says, hey, take one last look because I'm getting these taken out next month, meaning January. And I said, wrong. And I said, no. And she said, it's not up to you. And I said, wrong. And I said, no. And she said, well, I'm going to do it anyway.
And let me clarify. She doesn't have implants. She's talking about breast reduction.
It's not.
Right.
By the way, let me clarify.
Same
too.
Problems.
It really isn't up to you, though, Bean. You know that, right? I mean, I know you joke and you say, no, it's not right. But it isn't up to you.
But it's up to all of us as citizens of the world to do the right thing.
It's not. You're never going to even touch them.
It's not.
It has nothing to do with you.
That's correct.
There are lots of issues in the world, Kevin, where, look, Darfur is not up to me either. But that doesn't mean I shouldn't step up and do something, donate some money or something, right? Because we're all citizons of the world.
Darfur?
Well, this is worse than Darfur if Nicole gets those reduced. You're right, Lisa. She doesn't have implants, but my point is the same. You've got Victoria Beckham, who has a great body, thanks to the surgical enhancement. And then you've got Nicole, who was blessed with a goodbye. And both of them are basically poo-pooing that. Both of them basically are spitting in the face of God by deciding to make to go under the knife and make them less.
Did you ever ask Nicole why?
No, he didn't.
Do you care?
What do you think?
Well, because there's no
quality
why.
Of life. Anything? Backaches?
It's
trouble
like
sleeping? Any questions like that?
It's like
that
the shooter in Tucson. There's no answer for why that would justify his response.
Nothing to do with the shooter.
It's the same thing, Lisa.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing as the shooter.
What is wrong with you?
He can give you all. He can give you all the BS reasons of the world why he did it and why it makes sense to him. Does it justify what he did? No.
We're
same
not
thing
talking
with the,
about him.
Same thing as with Nicole, though. She could come to me and go, "Here's A through Z as to why this is better for me." All of that is just blah, 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 because clearly it's not justifying her tragic mistake. All right, so we started talking about this in the office yesterday, and everybody was wrong. And then we...
and by that, Bean means he speaks for
himself. He was alone.
He speaks for himself
yes.
only.
And then Ralph, I think, came up with an idea of an interesting phone topic idea that we've never done. Kevin, do you remember what it was Ralph said who we should talk to?
Yes,
no.
People who had reductions or had their implants taken out
and were
regretted
disappointed.
It.
Right. They regretted making them smaller.
Yes.
And I think the reason Ralph suggested that is because he thinks no one will call who has ever regretted having their breasts made smaller, and therefore he will prove me wrong. I think that's what's going on.
Oh, I don't think I don't think that was his
thought. I suggested it, number one. And I thought we might have a few calls, but it just seemed like a interesting angle because I'd be curious
from
to see what people
who
say.
Had bigger breasts, whether they were real or not,
right.
And then had them
uh-huh.
reduced or taken out.
Right.
And the reason for that, Lisa, is why? Because they've lived life both ways,
yeah,
the
both
good
ways.
Way and the bad way, and they would be the people who would be able to,
no good
to share
way
with
bad
us.
Way,
I'm just
well,
curious.
There's
is
a right there way and a wrong
who,
way.
What do you think about? And here's a person.
There's the Jesus way, and then there's the Hitler way.
And the Jesus way is your way, right?
Of course. Right.
And Hitler
in this
is
case,
everyone
yes.
else, right?
Yes.
All right, listen. What do you think of like Natalie Portman, who I think is perfect?
I do, too.
Okay. She's perfect, minus having good boobs.
No,
yeah,
she's perfect.
She's gorgeous. She's a beautiful, beautiful, sexy girl. Would she be better if she had a little bigger boobs?
No.
Yes.
No, I don't
Why
think
do
so.
You want every woman to look the same?
I don't, but
you
do you think
do.
She'd be... All right, Kevin, let me ask you this. Do you think she'd be worse if her boobs were a little bigger?
Well, that's impossible to answer, but I would say she's perfect, and I wouldn't change her. I wouldn't ask her or expect her or want her to get bigger breasts. Because I think she looks perfect.
Minus having the right size.
But
sex.
Everybody doesn't have to have the same breasts.
Yeah, and you know, the role that she did in Black Swan, she couldn't have done that with bigger breasts. Ballet dancers have very small breasts because they
right,
don't
Right, but would it be worth giving up that one role to be
no.
able to look good in real life?
She does look good.
Right?
Well, my point is she looks great in real life.
She does.
She's amazingly beautiful.
Charlize Theron, by the way, another one who's one of the most gorgeous, beautiful women on the planet.
Right.
Upgrade those at least B
You're
to C.
Crazy.
Now she's A plus plus.
You are out of your
were
freaking
you not
mind.
Breastfed?
I'm just saying.
That's a good
He's
question.
Obsessed.
Were you breastfed?
I don't know.
I don't know if I was.
I know. I don't remember. All right, so here's what we're looking for. 1-800-520-1065.
Somebody who
all,
can breastfeed me. That's what we're
Get
looking
him
for.
Done with this.
Preferably Natalie Portman, by the way. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your comments on the topic if you want, but we're in particular looking for somebody who has gone through what Victoria Beckham has gone through or what our friend Nicole is planning on going through, which is having good ones and then deciding, spit in the face of God, let's make them bad. That's what we're looking for. 1-800- 520-1067.
Means by bad is different. Better for you.
Yeah.
That's what Bean means. He just doesn't
Worse,
have the
right.
words to say it.
1-800-520-1067. Your calls on this topic. When do we return on the Kevin and Bean Show? Look, before we get to the calls at 1-800-520-1067, hear my whole thing. Victoria Beckham, didn't her husband already allegedly cheat on her once?
Yes.
Yeah, allegedly.
Then,
we don't
then
know.
Why is she begging him to cheat on her again by getting her implants taken out? Isn't that just another way of saying, hey, David, go find a woman?
And wasn't she, aren't they talking about getting pregnant? So
oh, they are.
Having
They're pregnant
giant
with
giant boobs like that and then getting pregnant, that would
having,
be...
Having reasonable, delicious-looking boobs. Yeah.
Wow.
That would be
All right.
terrible.
So we're taking your calls on the topic, and especially if you had good ones and then decided to make them bad to spit in the face of Jesus. We want to hear from
you.
1-800 what?
What Bean means by had good and make bad is had too big and make
better, be comfortable.
Better for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Bean means.
Let's talk to Megan on line one and see what she's got or doesn't have going on. Hi, Megan. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding on. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi.
Hi, Megan.
I had triple E's in high school and all through college, and it was a nightmare. And I ended up getting a breast reduction after, and it was the best thing I ever did.
You were a triple E. I almost, this violates everything I believe in, but it depends on where you took them down to. If you took them down to C, then no, you should be smited. But where'd you go from triple E?
To a D.
I don't think she could go to a C, honestly.
I think that's okay.
Wow, Bean, wow.
Are you all right with that?
I think that's all right. Well, a triple E is pretty miserable. And honestly, at some point, they do become cartoon boobs. Right, Megan?
And you, yes.
You can't buy anything that fits you.
She had those in high school.
Yeah.
I know. And my mom would buy me huge clothes. So I looked gigantic. And I wasn't.
Yeah.
And it was just because of the boobs.
All right. Yeah. So you're saying a breast reduction was the best decision you ever made.
Oh, yeah, because I can stand up straight now. It's nice.
There you go.
All right. I think I'm okay with that. I think that triple E, you're getting into territory that is freaky. So, I'm all right with that. See, I'm not unreasonable, you guys.
It's a good thing for Megan that you're okay with it.
I'm just saying. when you're going in to get the deduction, you need to run it by me. That's what I'm saying. I am in charge. All right. Let's try Laura. She also had a breast reduction. Let's see what she feels about it. Hi, Laura. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for calling.
Hey, you guys. How are you?
Good.
You started with what, and then you went to what?
I was a double D in high school.
Right.
And then in college, I had a breast reduction and was brought down surgically to a C.
A double D to a C.
That's not the worst of it, guys. So over the years, after I've had children and I'm a little bit older, I'm lucky if I even fit into an A cup now.
Oh, my God!
That's because God smote her?
Yes, what? God smote her.
God smote you.
What? He did.
Although, Laura, if you were a double D, you'd now be down to your knees.
That's true. And, you know, the funny part is I actually went about 3 years ago to see about getting a breast augmentation because I had nothing left.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. And the plastic surgeon that I spoke to said it's very common for women that get reductions when they're 19, 20 years old to come back in their 30s after they've had children. And they're like, I have nothing left. Like, I need to
right. this is, that. Give me thank more. You for saying that, because this is what I'm saying. The breast reduction is the drunk driving decision, is what it is. It seems fine at the time, but afterwards, when you sober up, you realize, wow, was that a tragic, horrible mistake. I never should have done that, and I'll never do that again.
Laura's saying, don't do it too young.
Yeah, I think I was too young, and at the time, the other thing, too, that they told me, which, again, when you're 19, you don't care. They tell you, you know, you might not be able to breastfeed, you might not be able to, all these things.
Right.
But at the time, you're like, just get them out. I don't want them.
Right.
But then when you're older, of course, then I wasn't.
All right, so you regret it. So you're on Bean's side. You're on the, hey, let's not jump to that conclusion.
I should have left them alone and just, you know, maybe gotten a lift after.
Well, you don't leave them alone, first of all.
Well, I didn't leave them alone.
Okay, all right. Exactly. All right. Finally, there's a woman talking some sense. Thank you, Laura. We appreciate the call. 1-800-520-1067. All right, let's try Trina. Trina had triple D's, by the way, which I'm visualizing right now as we go to her on line five. Hi, Trina. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
Tell us your sad tale of woe.
Well, I had triple D's all through high school, and I decided to get a breast reduction and a lift in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to get implants.
Now you want to get implants.
There we go. Uh-huh. And I hate them.
So it was a mistake.
Excuse me?
Would you go back to a triple D?
Oh, hell yeah.
So why did you decide to do it to begin with?
Well, they were just ginormous. I mean, it was just a spectacle. So,
and now they won't be?
Right. Wait a minute. And you say that as if it's bad.
I'd just be in better shape. I just need them round and, you know, now they're like flat eggs.
Right.
So, flat eggs,
to me, that's bad.
So for a while, you knew what it was like to be a woman, and now you're some creature from outer space, right?
Exactly.
That we look at with pity. Okay, wow. I got you.
Bras help, yeah.
Get the surgery and then call us back.
Thanks
very much. All right, I believe my point has been made. Thank you very much. Looking ahead toward tomorrow's Kevin and Bean Show, by the way, how about the Green Hornet himself stopping by? Seth Rogen is going to be here, huh?
Very exciting.
Also, funny man Jim Jeffries, The Week in Rage with Adam Carolla. That's all coming up. And we have a Kevin and Bean mystery break. break tomorrow that I'm very excited about.
Oh, come on. If you know about it, then it's about me.
How dare you suggest... Okay, yeah, maybe. Shoot. First, though, follow up on a couple of stories that have been getting national attention this week, both of which have some hilarious follow-ups on the TV. First, real quick, here's some tape from CNN yesterday. There was a press conference about the Tucson shooting, and they had a witness who was describing what she did and what she saw while she was there when the poor people were getting mowed down on Saturday, right? And the only reason I bring this tape up, there's nothing funny about the situation, certainly, is there's some guy standing behind her at the press conference whose cell phone goes off.
Oh, good.
Now, it does seem like in a somber moment like that, with the cameras there and the microphones there, I don't know, maybe that's a good time, like in a movie theater, it's a good time to double check that your cell phone's not going to ring in the middle of it.
Wouldn't kill you.
Especially when your ringtone is as obnoxious as this guy's is, and when you decide to answer it standing immediately behind somebody who's giving a press conference. So listen up.
And then I decided that wasn't going to help. So I just asked the other man to sit on his ankles, and I went to get a compress.
That's not real.
Wow.
Is that one of those old ones that used to come with that?
I have no idea why that's the guy's ringtone.
Wow.
But could there be, I mean, is it the peppiest ringtone ever for the worst possible situation?
It's the opposite of the moment, if that's what you're saying. Yes.
So listen to the ringtone and then you'll hear the guy pick up.
And I went to get a compress for him.
I'll call you back.
I'll call you back.
You know what you can do in that instant? Just silence it. Just,
right.
If you just hit end or whatever, it silences and it stops ringing.
I don't know. Maybe don't pick it up.
No, I'll call you back. I have to call you back.
This is a bad time. We're in press conference. All those people got killed. But you want to bring home what? Something for dinner? Okay. Yeah, but I gotta go right now. There's a woman in
front. I have to go.
there's a woman standing immediately in front of me who's giving details about the shooting.
What a terrible, terrible time for a phone call.
I know.
And
right?
How close was he to the microphone?
Phone call is, I see you on TV.
Yeah. Hey, dude, you're on TV.
He was, I mean, you can't see his face, but you see him, his arm, and he's got the cell phone in it, and you see him, you know, bring it up out of the frame where he's holding it up to his ear. I mean, he's directly behind the witness who's speaking to the media.
That's nice.
So that's follow up on thing one. Follow up on thing two is, and this really, I think this is just sad. I mean, I can't tell. I mean, I'm going to play it for you guys, and you tell me if it's sad or if it's funny. At this point, we're all familiar with Ted Williams.
It's our new game, Sad or Funny.
We're all familiar with Ted Williams. He's become nationally known as the homeless guy with the golden voice. And it's unbelievable how fast this story has unfolded. But just last week, he was a homeless guy begging at an off-ramp in Ohio or someplace, right? And a newspaper went down and interviewed him, and they put a video up on the site, and he had this amazing radio voice, a guy who used to be in radio and then lost it all to drugs and alcohol. 4 million hits in the first day that thing was on the internet, by the way.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
And ever since then, it's been nothing but job offers. His career, Kevin, is in better shape than ours right now.
Wow.
He's turning work away. They played a Kraft macaroni and cheese commercial last night during the national championship game that he did the voiceover for. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Isn't he going to do a Super Bowl commercial? Didn't we hear that?
There's talk of him, one of his commercials being on the Super Bowl. He's got the announcing job at the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's doing work for MTV. I mean, the guy, they're flying him to Hawaii. Why you do some voiceover work, giving him a vacation. Somebody's offered him a house. I mean, it's just ridiculous how great this guy's doing. So, homeless guy, ripped from obscurity. Now he's a superstar. A station in Indianapolis, the Fox affiliate there, I want to say it's Channel 57, and you'll have trouble finding this video online now because they got so many complaints about it, but they pulled it down.
Oh, good.
They decided, just like American Idol, that they were going to go out and see if they could find a homeless person who has some similar abilities.
What, they were going to check for undiscovered talents from homeless people?
Yes.
Can you juggle?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
That's what they're doing, and I want to play some of this tape for you. And bear in mind that essentially what's happening here is they're going out and telling homeless people about another homeless person who now is doing great. But we're not going to do the same thing for you. We just wanted to find out if you could do it, willing to offer you something.
Hold on. If they had a talent, did they not win something?
No.
Not at all?
No. No, they didn't.
Wow. Okay, good.
Listen up.
Searching for a
Indianapolis's golden voice.
By the way, listen to how inappropriately happy this woman is, who's getting ready to interview homeless people in the middle of winter in Indianapolis, by the way. She's acting as if she's standing out in front of the Rose Bowl talking to American Idol contestants, right?
She's also acting like all homeless people have great voices because that guy does.
Yeah.
There must be one in that city.
Exactly, right.
Maybe it's her. So have you heard of the homeless man who had the golden voice?
Okay. Right there, I'm uncomfortable. How, reporter lady, do you think she's heard of the man who has the golden voice?
The homeless woman does not have a TV on the sidewalk.
Well,
no.
Isn't there like a homeless network where they all know each other?
That's a baby. No, that's black people, Lisa.
Oh,
You're confused.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Look, she doesn't have a laptop, and she's not sitting in a sidewalk outside of Starbucks stealing their Wi-Fi watching videos
story?
On YouTube.
That was crazy on YouTube. You know YouTube. No, I don't have a TV. I don't have a computer. I'm sorry. I haven't seen it.
No surprise she hasn't heard of overnight sensation Ted Williams.
No surprise the stupid bitch didn't know what the story was that I was talking about.
Why would you ask her that? She's homeless.
And then once she says no, why put it on TV? It's just sad at this point, right?
I was probably sleeping in my cubbyhole somewhere trying to keep warm.
Oh, this is just killing me.
Wow. All right, this is sad and funny. Sad from her standpoint. Funny because the reporter's way too happy.
Reporter lady, I don't know about this other guy who's doing great that you're talking about because I'm just trying to stay alive.
Just trying to stay warm.
In the winter, right.
Once a restaurant employee and nurse's aide, she's now been homeless for 9 years. So she missed the viral video of Williams' golden voice. And
jeez.
How is she supposed to see the video?
I know it's bad that you've been living on the streets for 9 years, but seriously, you missed the Ted Williams video?
There's another dude that was in your position and who's really got it made now.
All right, well, let's find out if this poor homeless lady has anything to offer the world or if she just goes immediately back to being poor and obscure. All right.
The offer he couldn't refuse from the Cleveland Cavaliers. They gave him a job and a home. What?
I love that, by the way. Now, at this point, here's what I'm
she's
thinking.
She's just rubbing it in now.
Yes, she's just rubbing it in. She's saying another homeless guy, riches and fortune and fame, they gave him all this stuff. And you could tell the homeless woman that she's interviewing is getting awfully excited by this news because she thinks, you know, that now's my time. This woman's got nothing to offer her and has no intention of offering her anything. She's just rubbing her nose in it. That's all she's doing.
So we'd like to know if Indianapolis has someone who's homeless with a golden voice, with a golden talent. Do you have a talent?
I can sing a little bit.
Sing something for me.
All right. Now it's getting into...
All right.
Now it's getting into Dance Monkey Dance, right?
Because you can listen to her speak and you know she can't sing.
Yes, of course.
Sing something for me.
Now you're basically saying, all right, homeless person, entertain me. I'm standing here in a suit with a camera and I want you to sing for me for free.
And you know
instead
what
of looking for a place to be warm.
Nothing.
Nothing. Not a damn thing.
Amazing.
Okay, thank you.
How sweet the sound.
Okay, now clearly, homeless lady done, right?
Yeah, but that's a pretty good
it's not bad.
Singing
it
voice.
It was better than I thought it would be.
It was fine.
I'm not giving her a house.
No,
but how about some dignity for her? How about saying, that's very sweet of you, you sound great, here's a $20 bill, get yourself some soup or something like
sure.
that. How about letting her off the hook at this point instead of putting the white hot spotlight on her and make her continue to sing, which is exactly what the reporter does. No, sing more. Listen, she prompts her to keep going.
The rest like me.
So the reporter starts singing so that she'll keep it up.
I once was lost.
All right, after all this time, there better be something in it for her, right?
Yeah.
Was blind.
There's the reporter again.
Now
I'm not letting you out of here until you finish this goddamn song.
Finish the song.
Her sister, a former cashier who's also homeless, who also sings.
That's how we'll always be.
Wait.
Inseparable.
Wait, that's
she's singing another
wait,
song?
Wait, have we changed to another
that's
homeless woman?
Another homeless person who's the sister of the first homeless person.
Oh, dear.
She's not getting anything either. They're both out on the streets. Anyway.
What a terrible idea.
It is, right?
Right.
Is it sad or is it funny?
Well,
no, it's sad.
It's funny how sad it is. I mean, we wouldn't even do that. And when we're the barometer for what you should do and not do, that's something's wrong.
Stop it, America. Just Daniel Tosh joins us right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, the most important Ralph showbiz beat ever.
This is for all the Tostitos.
What do you got, Ralph?
All the Tostitos.
They're giving him all the Tostitos for this?
From time to time, I like to give people heads up about casting calls right. for television shows. So much reality television right now that they're always looking for something. Couples, sure. singles, couples. What have you.
But one couples. Thing that is overriding, though, is you have to be a douchebag.
That not in this particular case.
Okay, all right.
This is for a new TV show on a network that is near and dear to my heart, Playboy TV.
All right.
As a member, I used to be on Playboy TV. I used to work on a show called Sex Cetera for them. They have developed a brand new reality show, and I thought maybe some of our listeners may want to partake in.
Yes?
It's called Sextreme Makeover. And this is about couples who are looking to spice up their sex life by fulfilling a particular fantasy.
What?
Let's say you're a young lady, wants to learn how to lap dance for your man, wants to please him the way you should. Ladies.
Wow, the show today. Oh, man.
Okay, so they'll teach you how?
They'll bring you to a you know, like a pole dancing seminar, and they'll put you through a stripper boot camp and stuff, and, you know, make something worthy out of you. You know, for your relationship.
I'm glad to hear that they're doing that because not everyone is like Lisa and has given up trying to please their men.
Exactly.
Some women are out there still working.
Hey, Lisa took a pole dancing class. You guys remember that?
That is yeah. true.
And then stopped.
Back when she cared, right.
She's now an instructor.
So if you're interested, you got to be over 21 years of age. You have to be a couple.
A couple.
Married or dating.
A couple.
You could be in an open relationship, by the way. They've got, you know, anything, any fantasy you can come up with.
All right.
Swinging or, you know, bondage and discipline. They're looking for extreme or sex-stream, if you will, okay. sexual scenarios. So this is a great opportunity for you and your partner to fulfill your wildest obligations, wildest fantasies, rather, on someone else's dime, which is a great idea.
Let's say you want to do the
hot Carl.
Right. They will send you to hot Carl school.
Donkey punch.
Right. They'll bring you down to the donkey corral.
Screaming. Porpoise.
See?
I don't know where they teach you that one.
The possibilities are endless. Probably SeaWorld, I'm guessing. Anyway, send your picture. You need a picture of you and your partner. PG picture, please. To Playboy Couples Casting. Playboy Couples Casting.
What's the point of PG pictures?
At gmail.com. Because that's the first step. You know, they don't want all kinds of pornography sent to them, I guess.
We're going to have Playboy to have that. An orgy.
Yeah, Playboy gets easily offended. So I just wanted to give you a heads up about Sextreme Makeover. Sounds like an excellent opportunity.
Anybody horny?
See, that's what I'm saying. Someone like that.
Have you ever tried the fudge sprinkler?
Kevin's got a season's worth of episodes in his mind already.
We were talking about Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day last hour, about how he's performing on Broadway, doing 50 performances of American Idiot, the Broadway musical based on his band's album. And Green Day has posted a trailer on YouTube for its upcoming live album and DVD. Awesome As, it's called.
Okay.
And that's going to have a new track called Cigarettes and Valentines, which the band introduced at a concert back in August of 2010. So if you want some new Green Day music, that's the place to get it. It's listed for release on March 15th. You can pick up the new album and DVD. And also another music news, Linkin Park has very exciting news for its upcoming tour. If you go to the concert, you'll be able to go home and download that same concert you just saw for free.
Video or audio?
Audio.
That's pretty cool.
It's off the band's official website. They'll give you a code at the concert. And then when you get home, you use that code. And a link will be downloaded to you, emailed to you, rather, for you to download that particular concert that you just saw. So you have a nice souvenir.
The band Fish has been doing that for years, and it essentially killed the bootleg market. There's no such thing as bootleg market for Fish concerts because every single concert is archived now, and if you have a ticket to the show, it has a number on it, you can download the show, or if you're not at the show, you can just buy that show. It's fantastic. It's great. They sound so good.
It's great, except for it's Fish.
That's what I'm saying. Linkin Park will do it, only it won't be Fish, which is the upside.
That's the upside.
And it won't smell as bad when you go to the concert.
Won't smell like patchouli.
You got that going for you, too. You won't be able to play Hacky Sack and get a nice falafel out of a van in the parking lot, but other than that, I think it's all a win-win.
Just as good.
Absolutely. And Hugh Hefner.
Your dad?
My dad.
Your best friend, which? Which
Speaking
is
Speaking of Playboy, as we were, he is he's bought the magazine back from a public company. It is now a private company again. Hef is the 98% shareholder of Playboy Enterprises. Took it back.
Huh.
He says he's interested in returning Playboy to its unique position as a magazine and as a company,
And I'll tell you something. This marriage, this proposal thing, it's really got him...
seems to give him second life up.
Fired up.
Yeah.
So, congratulations to those guys. Also, congratulations to Michael Douglas. Movie star is going to announce today on the Today Show that he is cancer-free.
That's pretty cool.
4 months after being diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer.
Yeah, doesn't stage 4 throat cancer equal death?
He was given a 50-50 chance
Of
surviving when he was initially diagnosed. Not great odds.
No.
Good odds in, like, Vegas.
Sure, but not for your life.
Not good odds for your life when you've right. got throat cancer.
Wow.
The treatment has been remarkably successful, and his throat tumor is now gone. Of course, he's not out of the woods. They have to stay in remission, but as you can imagine, Michael and his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and the family are delighted.
Love that.
He comes from good genes. Look at Kirk.
Yeah.
Kirk's still around, for God's sakes. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Kim Coles of Living Single is 49 years old today. Guitarist Tom Dumont of No Doubt turns 43. Mary J. Blige is 40 years old. Tom Rollins of Chemical Brothers is 40 years old as well. Amanda Peet celebrates her 39th birthday. And our own producer, Alex, celebrates her birthday today. She won't tell anyone how old she is, so I'm just going to guess 40.
No bell for Alex Peet?
40.
40?
40?
No.
Just a guess. I'm guessing 40.
She's going to beat the hell out of you now.
40-ish.
Isn't All she right. a lot closer to 30
Don't
than she is
to 40? She's like 39.
Don't you know the rule? No. You guess way low.
All right, 42.
Come on.
I got to guess.
And being a bell, for God's sakes, we have to work here.
Really? You think so?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, come on.
Okay. What does she do for her birthday? Can you imagine what goes on behind closed doors on her birthday?
You mean the debauched way she lives an average life? What happens on her birthday?
Chili dog.
The chili dog. Where do you get the pronunciations from?
Literally, it's from like
a Boston dictionary.
Dictionary.com or something.
Dirty Sanchez.
Sanchez.
All the Sanchez.
He's going Cleveland.
Steamer.
Right.
Yeah. She did all that this morning before she came to work. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Not bad for a 42-year-old.
That's right.
Diversity. That's what I like about the OC. You know, between upper, middle, and upper. Is there anything more annoying than the poor? I think we should legalize marijuana in this country. Just so potheads have nothing to talk about ever again. Come on, it does get a little annoying after a while. Just, hey, you want to get high? No. Why not? Because I'm not in the seventh grade and I have things to do. But you grow up and do coke like an adult. Blatant racism. And it was obvious in New Orleans. We all know it wasn't just black people looting, that's for sure. There were tons of Mexicans there. Have you heard about this morning after pill? Or as I like to call it, breakfast in bed? That a few women have taken it and then died a few days later? Oh, talk about two birds. But sex is a lot like spinach. If you're forced to have it as a child, you won't enjoy it as an adult. I share a computer with my girlfriend. She'd look up anything. I'm going to look up apples today. She just hits an A. It's like Asian ass porn instantly. Google's like, I'll take it from here. I know exactly what you're looking up. Well, every time you hit A, it's Asian ass porn.
We couldn't be more pleased to have Daniel Tosh back on our TVs tonight on Comedy Central for an all-new season of Tosh.0 and back in our studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Tosh. What's going on, man?
I don't know, but can we limit the intro things? We have
to
make
it shorter?
Oh, it has to get
shorter. Why? What's the problem?
It's just terrifying to hear yourself like that, especially...
We actually literally have some guests who take their headphones off.
Oh, no. I mean, the material was still solid. But, just, wow. Holy cow. That's tough.
It's a tribute to you, though, and it primes the audience to be excited that you're on as a guest, though.
Sure.
Doesn't they?
No, I that's nice.
And
I have
it
a
also
new special.
Raises the bar because now you have to kind of, you know,
you gotta bring
it like
right.
that.
Okay, I'll bring it. Well, I want to say that I taped a new special in San Francisco, and that airs March 6th, I believe. That's called Happy Thoughts. But the new season starts tonight.
Yes.
Tosh.0.
See, and that's the beauty about that joke you did about the Asian porn thing when your girlfriend looks at your computer is that now it's work research, man.
Sure.
It's research. You're just looking stuff up online because that's your job.
If I ever get arrested now, like, it's...
When
I get arrested, things are really going to hit the fan because my hard drive will sing like a canary. Like, that arresting officer is going to lose his mind. Why would anyone need to look up how many inches till a horse penis kills you? I don't know.
Daniel, how much time did you get off between the seasons of Tosh.0?
I did a tour. I did 60 cities in 60 days.
And I did two shows a night. And
what?
Yeah, it was. And everybody said that it was going to be like that's good, that's suicidal. Don't do it. It was wonderful. Like I had the best time of my life.
Really? By day 30, you weren't like, oh my god, I'm tired.
No, it's just like I'm like making so much money.
Is that what it was?
No, it was fun. It was enjoyable. I had fun. So I did that, and then when we came back, I started shooting. The Web Redemptions, which is a segment on our show, and then I took a week and a half off for the holidays, and now we're back on tonight.
Wow.
So yeah, so good. Everything's good.
That's unbelievable, because I would think a guy like you, after finishing an exhausting season, you'd want to have some serious time off, because you work pretty hard when you're in production, but you're out
what
there
are you
making cheddar.
Let's ask.
Well,
him.
I'm just saying it looks like a tough show. It looks like there's a lot of work involved in putting all that material together.
It's a little bit of work, but it is a half an hour weekly show versus people that do hour daily shows. That would probably seem like a lot more work.
Sure.
And don't forget your friends that do 5 hours a day on the radio, too, by the way. Those people, they work really hard.
That's the easiest gig in the business.
There was a time where we all wondered whether Tosh.0 would get another episode. And then it finally started snowballing in season two and became, it's the second most popular show on Comedy Central.
It is.
And you're back with a new show tonight, and you couldn't come back with a more awesome dude than Antoine Dodson.
Yes.
That's the redemption tonight?
That is the redemption tonight. Because he vowed to find the rapist.
Right.
And he did not do that.
He didn't follow through on that. That's true.
That guy was never caught, right?
No. No. So what we're gonna hopefully...
You mean you already shot this 3 weeks ago?
Yes,
and hopefully
we shot this. No, but it's exciting. And by the way, there's a lot of surprises on tonight's show. This season, you can tell that the budget has gone up.
Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, we have a set.
Really?
Well, kind of. It's still a green screen, but there's actually like a side wall now that says Tosh.0 on it.
Wow.
That's fancy.
You are.
That's fancy.
And the audience, people come watch the tapings over here in Culver City. It used to, they used to sit on bleachers for a Little League game.
Right.
We
the most uncomfortable
them,
seating ever.
The worst seating ever. No leg room, and they're only three bleachers high.
Right.
And it sat 80 people. Now we have chairs.
Wow.
Yeah. Which was a big budget.
You're a grown up.
It's four less people, so you might notice the laughter is a little down.
But you can sweeten that, man.
Oh.
You can sweeten that.
Yeah, no, we don't have a budget for the sweetener.
Daniel, let me ask you a follow-up question on Antoine Dodson.
Yes.
Is he a guy who now believes, because I think he's enormously likable, but he had his moment, his lucky moment of being on TV when the guy tried to assault his sister. But does he believe that now he has a career in entertainment and he's going to continue to go on and be famous?
He has till this point.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think his 15 minutes is up by any means, but no, I have no idea. No, he certainly shouldn't be famous.
No, but what do you think his read is?
He's cashing in, and he went to school for business, and that's what he told me.
Right.
Right.
And so he's just making a lot of good decisions. He's employing the family. I think he wants to start a record label.
Good.
Okay. This is what I'm talking about.
I can't even say this stuff.
Is he starting a restaurant as well?
No, a hair salon.
Because, I mean, he had a moment where he got on TV and people knew who he was, but these people never seem to go away anymore. That's, I guess, what
that's
my point.
That's the beauty
is.
Of the world now, Bean.
But
you
now
don't want him to go
but
away.
We live in a world where somebody like Snooki is on season 3 and making $5 million a year. It's just, it makes my head hurt. That's all.
That does hurt.
Yeah, but that show's worth it, isn't it?
It is. But when you think that Snooki is out earning you by 70 times, I mean, that's got to hurt, right? I don't know that it's 70.
I don't think it, I hope it's not 70. I would stop watching the show if it was 70.
I'm just saying she's out earning you.
No, right. She's killing me.
Daniel Tosh is here. His show, Tosh.0, returns tonight on Comedy Central at 10 o'clock on the cable systems, and then the DirecTV, it's usually around 7 o'clock. You ought to check that out. And by the way, Daniel, since you were last on, we have picked up another mighty Kevin and Bean affiliate in San Francisco. We're on Live 105 there now. So I am happy to pimp out that you're going to be in San Francisco at the Nob Hill Masonic Center, and that's going to be on Saturday night, January 29th. The first show, the 7 o'clock, the early show, already sold out. So you have just added a 10 o'clock show. So you'll be working two shows that night up in San Francisco, too. That's, again, January 29th. You can get your tickets at LiveNation.com. More with our guest, Daniel Tosh, right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show. Beautiful actress Emmy Rossum joins us next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. She's part of that Shameless, that new show on Showtime with William H. Macy. So she'll be coming in next hour to talk about that. In the meantime, the equally lovely Daniel Tosh is here. Tosh.0 coming back for a new season tonight on Comedy Central. You know what I love about your show, Daniel, and maybe I'm more sensitive to this because of the kind of job we have where we have to be careful about what we're going to say and whether it's going to offend anybody or get us in trouble, is I can't believe the stuff that you get away with on your show. And I can't even imagine the meetings you must be having with the Comedy Central attorneys after you tape an episode to determine what can go on the air.
Well, what you've just said is the kiss of death now, because
way to go, Bean.
Right. I mean, every week is just a knockdown, drag out fight to get stuff on the air. And then the best thing is, though, after we tape it, then they're like, you know, we thought about it. We really think you should take that out of the show. And I'm like, But we, how? Like they just think magically we can just cut it out.
Just put something else in.
And like, there's nothing else. We've already taped. But that's usually the nightmare. The Tonight Show might be as far as we've ever pushed it.
That's saying
we'll
something, by the way, for Tosh.0.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, that's...
I don't think there's any topic. We handle the rape issue. There's a new game show called Is He Retarded?
Okay, good.
Well, who can complain about that?
I don't know.
You often ask on the show, is this racist, too? And I think you always know the answer is
of
yes
course.
When you do it. But
no, I don't. I'm throwing it out there for the general public.
Right.
Because I think opening a discussion is a good thing.
Let's remember that one, Kevin. We have to try that one next meeting.
Well, when he does it, I always think that's the way to get away with it. He asks, and then he genuinely seems, oh, okay, you've informed me. Thank you. I'm grown. But it's BS. It's such BS.
Here's what's upsetting for me, though, Daniel. I'm sure you share the same frustration. And I'm not comparing what we do to what you do. Please. I mean, you're the king of this.
Oh,
but
knock it off.
No, I'm serious.
No, but you're better.
What isn't a defense and should be? You're on freaking Comedy Central. The defense should be, is it funny? That's all you need to say. Is it funny? Yes. Then put it in. Then leave it on, because that's what we're doing, is a comedy show. And people who tune into this show understand that we're making yucks because we're a comedy show.
Exactly. Well, the problem comes when people start saying things like, oh, well, there's nothing funny about rape. And it's like, of course there's not. I mean, but there's nothing funny about murder. There's nothing funny about terrorism until you make a joke about it.
Exactly.
It takes real talent to make a joke about something like that and make it fly.
Yeah, and it's certainly not for everyone.
Right.
And by the way, we heard at the time, and I know you got Antoine Dodson on the show tonight with the Web Redemption. At the time, I remember there were those in the media who were saying, hey, there's nothing funny about this because this is rape. No one was raped in that story. Let's remember that a guy climbed through a window and laid down next to the lady for 5 seconds. That was the extent of the assault. I don't even know if he ever even touched her, right? And then they ran him out of the apartment.
I got the idea from the interview that she probably beat the hell out of him. Like, that was a mistake.
I don't know, but that guy was apparently capable of raping husbands.
Everyone.
Right.
So, I mean, that is terrifying.
He's raping everybody up in here. Right. Exactly.
Sure.
All right, when you come in, Daniel, we always like, because we consider it a challenge of ours, to try to turn you on to a video that maybe you haven't seen. And I understand, by the way, that you've got a backlog of like a million videos that are lined up and ready to roll on Tosh.0, right?
But you guys have been about 3 for 3, I would say, of videos that you've shown me that we've put on the show and then done something. You turned
me on to
Wild
Women. The Wild Women. The Ripping and the Tearing.
That one, the Eat the Poo-Poo, which we can't discuss at length.
The wild Women. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that is a favorite, just hearing that.
The Ripping and the Tearing is the best thing that's ever been said, right? All right, unfortunately, I don't have the video up in front of me, so I don't know the guy's name, but we had a lot of fun with this one last month, and this is a faith healer. This is one of these guys who, you know, fills an arena with people who come down to get filled with the Holy Spirit and get their medical problems healed. And this guy has a very unusual way. It takes about 30 seconds or so before he gets to him laying hands on her, but you'll love his approach.
And it's not edited. I want to say, this is not edited.
Not edited, right. So listen to this guy and see if there's something you might like.
Somebody's going to receive a brand new hip replacement, the left hip. Is that you? Stand right here, please. Do you have pain right now? You need a surgery, don't you? The power of God's going to surge through your body. Stretch forth your hands. She's supposed to have a surgery to correct this hip problem. I have faith in God, come Holy Spirit, that right now she's going to be healed by the power of God and receive a brand new hip. Do it, Jesus! A brand new hip! Bam! 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 Bam!
Wow. What do you think?
Does Emeril Lagasse get the residuals? Like, holy cow.
Isn't that crazy?
I have Faith a feeling preachers- someone needs a new hip. Is it the woman that's on the floor limping towards you?
Now, I don't, look, I'm not a faith healer, and I don't pretend to know how the Holy Spirit works, but why does it take so many bams? I mean, if you can summon the Holy Spirit, why do you have to bam, 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 like 40 times?
You mean one bam should be enough?
God's a showman.
I guess so. Anyway, that's your parting gift right there, is that video. So
I'm happy. Thank you.
You got to check that out. All right. Hey, can you stick around for one more? We got a little bit more time this hour. We'd love you to spend it with us if you can.
I cannot. No, of course.
Really? You got to go?
Yes.
We were bombed. We were really sad. You made us so sad so fast, Daniel Tosh.
Tosh point out. Rolling along just fine.
We're all having a good time. 10 o'clock tonight on the Comedy Central for a new season of Tosh .0. We return right after this on the Kevin DeBeach Show.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:38.
Bam, bam, bam. Daniel Tosh is here on the Kevin DeBeach Show, Tosh.0, back on the TV tonight on Comedy Central. Check it out for an all-new season, episode one. Also, if you're in San Francisco, don't miss Daniel Tosh on stage at 10 o'clock on January 29th at the Nob Hill Masonic Center in San Francisco. Tickets at LiveNation.com. Hey, you were on Loveline a couple of nights ago, and I think Psycho Mike was punking you. I think the joke was, let's invite Daniel Tosh to come down and be a guest on Loveline. And then, hey, Dr. Drew, you and me are not going to show. And we're just going to throw him out there on national radio all by his lonesome. Was that fun for you?
No, it wasn't fun. Now, I've been a guest on Loveline quite a few times, and it's always very enjoyable. But that's not good. And then here's another
thing. Did you have a heads up that they weren't going to be there?
No, nobody told me. Nobody. I literally was driving in, had the station on, and I'm like, oh, Dr. Drew's not going to be there. I'm like, oh, all right. You know, that always bothers me because I feel like the callers, then they're disappointed.
They need a serious answer from someone,
right.
And it's not going to be you.
Right. I just want to chime in with horrible advice. And then, you know, I'm always like, yeah, maybe killing yourself's not the worst decision. But then Mike's not there. They're
right.
Like, oh, Mike's late. He's coming in from Reno. He was, you know, I don't, heavens knows what he was doing there.
Pouring.
Yeah. And so I basically, he'll be here any minute, which was basically over half the show. And then they asked, here's another thing that they asked me so casually. They're like, you've been on the show a bunch. You want to run the board?
What?
I'm like, what? No, I don't want to run the
board. Are you serious?
Yes. They're like, oh, things will light up. You just pick the callers you want and just press the button. And I'm like, I don't want to press buttons.
Why were they asking you that?
Because they thought that I would.
Did they want you to book guests too?
What's happening?
Did everyone just quit?
Normally, even if Dr. Drew is there, I control the phone screener. So, and who's on the air. So if I'm not there and Dr. Drew's not there, someone has to do it. So we had a therapist there or Daniel, and it's one of the two.
You guys run a tight ship.
Yeah, it was rough. So,
all right. If you were, this may be an embarrassing question. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what's your issue, Daniel? You've been on Loveline enough to know that everybody's got issues. What would your problem be that you would need help from Dr. Drew for?
Let's see. I'm a gambling addict. What else do I have? Social anxiety.
Let's talk about that for a
little
second.
OCD.
Social anxiety. You're kind of freaked out by crowds, people.
Yeah,
like
I'm not a big fan of the general public.
Right.
Or even just a handful of people.
That's the way my man Bean is.
I'm so with you. I'm so happy that I'm not in the same room as you right now. This is like a very comfortable distance that I'm sitting in my home and you're in a studio 1,000 miles away. Is this about right for you too?
If I could only figure a way to do stand up and my show from my house.
Yeah.
Life would be good.
Do you get nervous before you go on stage? Or?
I do. I have a really bad stomach as well. So like every night that I perform, I don't eat for like, you know, 5 or 6 hours before show. And then after shows, then I'm just starving and I eat like crazy and then go to sleep. That's not healthy either.
It doesn't seem like it, no.
No,
Get on stage, is it cool or are you nervous the whole time?
No, on stage I'm fine, but I'm still like most people at their job, like, oh, how much longer do I have before
I can stop doing this?
Before I can go home and contractually they can't sue me.
Were you, did you have this problem when you started out as a comedian?
Of course.
Did it develop over time? You did, okay.
Yeah.
So then what forced you up on stage if you were so uncomfortable with it?
I mean, I like the idea of writing jokes. I mean, I think the ultimate reason that I became a comedian was just the the idea, I really, this is so almost a joke answer, I wasn't qualified to do anything. Like I had a degree from University of Central Florida in Orlando in marketing. I didn't even like anything to do with business. I wasn't good. I barely got a degree. I would never hire me, so I couldn't sit in an interview with anyone and be like, you know, I would be a real asset to your company.
I'm what you need.
It's such a joke.
Right.
I just wasn't qualified for anything. And so I started doing comedy and waiting tables. And then, that kept working.
But I love that you weren't qualified to do anything. So your default was to go into a line of work where it's virtually impossible to succeed. Where the failure rate for people who decide to get into entertainment has to be 99%, right?
Maybe. Except for I wasn't wanting to be on TV or an act or anything like that. I was just wanting to do stand-up, so it was even the worst stand-up in the world, if you really work at it, you're going to get better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Eventually. Right. And, you can make a little living, and that's all I was looking for.
That's all you were looking for, is a little weed money.
I'm not one of these, I'm not Jim Carrey who's writing a fake check and sticking it in my wallet and, post-dating it 10 years from now.
Right, exactly.
All my dreams will come true. This could cash.
But now look, man, you're the king of basic cable. I mean, who would have ever dreamed it, right?
Yeah, no, it's a pretty good dream.
All right, I don't know when we'll see you again, so let's look down the road. I know you've already filmed some other stuff for season 3 of Tosh.0. We got Antoine Dodson with The Web Redemption tonight, 7 minutes of rape jokes. What else do we have to look forward to this season?
That's the slug line.
Listen, we're doing 30 episodes this season, and this...
Whoa!
Awesome.
Right. Now, it's a lot. Now, well,
a lot for you, but for us, it's just fun because we get to watch.
Nah, it's not necessarily fun for you. Let me tell you something, Kevin. You need to pace yourself. Tonight is going to be a great episode because it took us 4 weeks to come up with this episode. Now, next week, there's 6 days to come up with.
So not
so
as good.
So it's probably going to drop off. But then
by
in the middle,
20.
You're picking up momentum.
Okay. I thought you were running out of energy at that point.
No, I say 15 through 20. Those are now we're in a groove.
All right.
Last 10.
And now you're just hanging on.
Scraping them.
Now it's how long do I have to go before I don't get sued?
Exactly.
I got you.
That's when you start phoning it in.
So 15 through 20.
Those are going to be solid episodes. And what Web Redemption is coming up?
Yeah, what else you got?
That horrible couple where the guy didn't let the foul ball hit his girlfriend. Friend.
Sure.
We're going to put them in couples therapy and try to get them back together.
Good.
What else is going on? There's Brian Attine. He was the actor who put an audition tape on. It's from the early 80s where he's like, "Good day, Mr. Kubrick." We actually got him a role on a real successful sitcom that's currently on the air.
Nice.
So I know the popularity of this show has made Web Redemption a little more doable.
Does it help? Does it help a little bit that you're starting to, that you have some,
Yeah, there's one surprise on the show that people might pick up on. They might not, but you'll see tonight that Comedy Central is making us put a warning on the show before it airs now.
Excellent.
So you'll see that, and we did a little something with that as well.
I like it.
Okay.
And you're also in Adopted with Pauly Shore.
Hey,
I hear that you're in that.
Why did you bring that up?
Because Mike told me to.
Are you? Let me tell you something. Right, first of all, that's a joke. I'm not in that movie.
Okay, sorry.
I watched that movie. That's really offensive.
And that's coming from you.
From me.
What is it? It's Pauly Shore goes to Africa to get a baby?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I know nothing about it. I just was watching it randomly. I'm like, this is really racist.
All right. Well, that's the video pick of the week then. That sounds good.
No, it's Flipped. Watch Flipped.
Flipped.
It was a movie. I don't know. Rob Reiner did it last year. I just got the screener and watched it accidentally. And then I was like crying halfway through. And I'm like, what is wrong with my life?
All right. Tosh.0 is back for an all new season. Season 3 debuts tonight on Comedy Central. Always great to have you stop by the Kevin and Bean Show, man. You're the best. Thanks a lot for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 8:55.
Actress Emmy Rossum joins us after the top of the hour. She's on that new Showtime series called Shameless. You know, I haven't watched episode one from Sunday night yet, but she's topless in some junk, right?
What?
Did you guys see it?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it yet either?
She's in
okay.
Her underwear. I don't remember.
She is topless.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Lisa, pipe down.
So everybody, let's keep that in mind when we talk to her.
Don't watch it the same way we watch it.
Why would we keep that in mind when we talk to her? That'll just be distracting.
It'll be good, though. It'll all be fun. Right. Make it a more entertaining interview to picture her topless.
That's all right. Oh, Booby Ross. Emmy Ross.
I think Kevin's going to say. I know that.
How dare you.
So that's coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Rouse got the showbiz beat. What's happening?
Well, earlier this morning, we were talking about the new urinal games.
Yeah, yes. Video game, right?
It's a video game that you control with your urine stream.
In the men's room.
That means
no,
I can't play.
No, on the street.
Anywhere on the street?
Yeah.
Yes, that means you can't play.
You can't play, Lisa. No. It's only, for now, going to be in Tokyo.
Hey!
But Kevin had many questions. He wanted to know how you control it, and do you use your penis, or is there some sort of sleeve involved?
Have you ever? I didn't want to know that.
You
how
did.
Dare you
asked. You said, "How is it? Is it accuracy? Is it?"
Right. I wanted to know if it was accuracy or what.
Well, I did a little research to let you know exactly how toilets is played.
Amount.
This is a new video game by Sega, and it is a video game that is installed above public urinals. And it allows the game player to control the game with their own urine. Okay.
What?
Now, they're going to play it first in Japan at commuter rail stations, which will be where you'll have to go to play.
Okay.
Oh, lines are going to be brutal to get in there now. Here's how it works. You challenge yourself by urinating on a pressure sensor, which measures the forcefulness of your stream. So it is an accuracy. It's forcefulness.
Forcefulness.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Kelly's going to rip.
So you have to really sort of stay hydrated, you know, to be a champion in this
league.
And
then, like, hold it for a long time.
The sensor will send that information to the screen above the urinal, where you can keep real-time tabs on your bathroom performance.
Do they put, like, a list of the top five?
I think you do. You get ranked with the guys you're standing with.
Oh, at the same
and
time.
Go!
It's not for per
no,
day
I'm
or
kidding,
whatever,
I'm kidding.
For a week.
No. You don't play a one-on-one.
All-time high.
Here you go. Yeah, one game is called, I can't say that, but it measures how much you've produced during that stay.
Volume,
all right?
Good.
One game is called Graffiti Eraser, where you try to use the force of your urine to blast graffiti off a wall. See how forcefully you can urinate.
Why is this necessary?
This is the best idea ever.
Another one's called The North Wind and Her, where the force of...
Hold on, I'm going to tell you right now, that's the one I want to play. That's my choice.
Where the force of your urine has to create a breeze, a stiff breeze.
Come on. This is not real.
Which will attempt to lift a woman's dress...
This is
as
not...
she's walking along.
Oh, that's tight.
This is not real.
And then there's another game called Milk from Nose.
Oh.
Milk from Nose.
Wow,
that seems like a whole different process.
Which will measure the strongest flow because in the game a sumo wrestler appears.
Right.
And the wrestlers squirt milk out of their nose to try to push the other sumo wrestler out of the ring. So this is the only game where you will play head-on-head with another competitor.
What is going on in Japan?
They are some hot-up people right
there. So you and I would go in together going,
right,
it's on.
Right, time to play Milk from Nose. And we get there, and you're one sumo player, and I'm a sumo player, and the harder we urinate, the more milk comes out of the nose of the sumo wrestler.
What if I'm like, I get nervous?
Then I blast you out of the sumo ring with the milk coming out of my nose.
I'm going to fly. I have to go there and play that.
Let's book our tickets.
Now,
I can't even believe that something's real.
I'm so glad we had a question about it so I could do a little research and come up with this, because the answers are so much better than I could have imagined.
That's great.
Is it just the power of urine? I mean, like, could Peter North really be good at this game?
Oh,
or is
hey, come right. on. Why do you Thanks have to input. Take something special and wonderful and beautiful
I'm
and
wondering.
Then sully it with your sick, twisted mind?
Volume.
I'm out of time. That was all the show
business.
That was news.
Worth it. That's a good, good game.
I've got Colin Farrell news, Charlize Theron news. I got lots of good news, but you're just going to have to wait an hour because 45 minutes or so because I'm out of time. Because
we had to talk about milk from nose.
We had to talk about the urine games, which again will be at the Nokia Center this year.
Japan rules.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Kim Coles of Living Singles, 49 years old. Today, Tom Dumont. Of No Doubt is 43. Mary J. Blige is 40 years old. Tom Rollins of Chemical Brothers is 40. Amanda Peet turns 39 today. And our lovely and talented producer Alex celebrates her birthday today. She said she is 16 years old, by the way.
16?
Yeah. We said 19 earlier, but apparently we were off by a couple
of
years.
I didn't realize that.
Well, she's very mature.
She's still in high school.
Yeah, she is.
Wow.
Yeah. I got to go play North Wind and Her. I'll be right back. I'm Ralph Garman. I welcome
to the show. Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. The problem now, Kevin, and I know you're feeling my pain on this, is there's so much football on TV that I'm getting behind on all the shows that I really want to watch.
Yeah.
They're backing up. I mean, this Showtime lineup, this new Sunday night Showtime lineup is unbelievable, by the way. That Matt LeBlanc show I'm dying to see. I love the Californication. Haven't had a chance to see that. And then Shameless, which I was really looking forward to, is sitting on my DVR right now. I haven't seen it yet. That makes me a bad person, right?
It does, yes.
Especially when the beautiful Emmy Robson.
You want to try that again?
And the beautiful Emmy Rossum, one of the stars of Shameless, is on the phone right now with the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, Emmy?
That is the story of my life. No one could ever pronounce my name, so that's totally okay.
You should change it.
I have said your name 100 times, and we've been promoting you all day long. I haven't had any problem with it. It rolls off the tongue until you're on the phone, and then all of a sudden I screw
up. Okay. So. In school, they used to say Emma Possum, Emmy Rosenblum. It's sure. Emmy Rossum.
Yeah.
Now, let me get some basic stuff out of the way here first, and I apologize if you've answered this a million times, but you're a big-time movie actress. It was a little bit of a surprise to see you on a TV show. What up?
You know, I think that there are so many more opportunities to really show the development of a character on a TV show. You get so many more hours, and I think that the shows that are happening on cable right now are really giving you so much more interesting characters than a lot of the ones you're seeing in movies.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, there's so many shows like, a Dexter or shows like that where you go, wow, this is a unique niche that is nowhere else.
Right.
Yeah,
Now, did this have some sort of a big pedigree or a writers or producers that you were familiar with that you just knew was quality, 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 I got to work with these guys?
Yeah, our showrunner, John Wells, was part of West Wing and ER for years, so absolutely. And it's actually based on a British series that's still running. It's been running for about 8 years. So it had that kind of built-in storyline and characters that really drew me to it.
Did you join before or after you found out William H. Macy was going to be in it?
Oh, he was the first attachment to
it. Was,
and
wow.
Then I had to go in and audition in front of him and fight for the part.
Really? Tell me about, as someone who's been acting for a long time, every actor looks up to William H. Macy. He's just one of the best in the business. Is it super intimidating even for someone like you to go in front of a guy like him?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, from Boogie Nights to Fargo to everything he's done, it was awesome. But I had to put that aside because my character is pretty raw and fierce. So I had to right.
For
that.
People who haven't seen the show yet, it is about a family. William H. Macy is the father. He has 6 kids, and your character, Fiona, is the oldest. And so you kind of act like the mom.
Right. He is an unemployed, alcoholic kind of con man, and lots of funny stuff happens because of that, and so it's the burden's on my character to kind of actually run the household.
You know what's nice about it, though, is that it doesn't apologize for that. It, you know what I mean? Like, he loves, at the beginning of the show, he says, we know what's important, how to party, and he doesn't apologize for who he is or what he does, and the family all seems to, it seems like it's just a normal way of living.
It is weird. It's kind of like showing family at its best and worst.
Yes.
Somehow they function in their dysfunction.
How tough was it to find 6 actors and actresses that could believably, realistically play a family, play all these kids?
Well, I think that you'll find out later in the season that we may come from somewhat different genetic material.
Oh, I like that.
So that part wasn't difficult. But, you know, creating a family that really functions emotionally like a family from the first episode is tricky. So we spent a lot of time, and I cut a lot of crusts off sandwiches and stuff like that.
This is the voice of actress Emmy Rossum on The Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about Shameless, which just premiered this past Sunday night on Showtime. But the beauty of Showtime is they will show it again, so you're not too late to jump on board. I understand. And again, I apologize, Emmy. I haven't seen episode 1 yet. It's on my DVR. I understand there's some sexy time going on with you. Is that right?
Yeah. Click on that DVR tonight. You'll enjoy yourself.
Don't say that to him.
He'll come straight to work tomorrow after having been up all night.
And that's the type of thing that you know going in, hey, this is a show that's going to deal with adult material in adult ways, and you decide, yeah, I'm in because the story justifies it, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, sexuality is a big part of being an adult, and we're showing these people in a very raw, real way. So if you're going to, like, glamorize the sex and, you know, wear a lacy bra and put on, like, mood lighting and you know, sultry Cinemax music, then it kind of takes away the whole vibe of the show. So I was just in, like, whatever it is.
As long as William H. Macy keeps his clothes on, for the most part.
I think you will see his butt later on.
All right.
Well, God bless
the kid. It's a trade-off I'm willing to make.
We've seen it before.
God
He's
bless the
pretty rock and bod for a guy his age. I got to be honest. Does.
I got to tell you, I don't have that category. Pretty rock and bod for a guy.
It's so awesome that, you know, the cable channels like the, you know, like the AMC and then the pay channels like Showtime where your show is seen. It's so great to be able that you know those channels are going to put them on and they're going to leave them on. They're going to let them find an audience. It's not. It's so much better than the network model these days where something's on for twice. And if it's not a huge hit out of the gate, they drop it. And I think a lot of great shows have been falling by the wayside as a result of that mentality.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, it's nice to have a network that really believes in its material and will, you know, give it time to gain its own legs.
But I'll tell you something about this show, which is different than a lot of those ones Bean's talking about. A lot of those shows start off kind of poor and need to find their legs. This one really does hit the ground running, and it's kind of fully formed in the first episode.
That's great.
So that's really refreshing.
Looking forward to it. The show is called Shameless, and it airs on Showtime. New episodes Sunday nights at 10, and then look for repeats throughout the week. Emmy, it's great to have you on. Thanks so much for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good luck with the show.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Especially when the beautiful Emmy Robson...
That was a moment with Bean.
I love Emma Robson. She's my favorite actress.
She does good work.
Oh, Emma Robson.
I'm so proud. Hey, is that the first moment with of 2011?
2011!
I don't know.
I think it might be.
Good chance to play that.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph joins us one more time for the showbiz. Beat, what's going on?
Surprised. I got an email from a listener who said they were surprised that Bean, this is one of Bean's people who wrote, surprised Bean hasn't already pointed out that an Omar's production piece of 2011 is reserved solely for decimals, not for...
What?
Complete numbers.
It's 2011.
Oh no, it's way wrong, and it has bugged me every single time we've played it. But I decided to pass on that
because
one,
it's supposed to be 2011.
Exactly.
Without the
and is reserved for decimals.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you never think about it. You never ever ever say and with a number. You just don't. You never say it's 1901. You know.
Right.
It's kind of a musical thing, so you don't use the same rules.
But in this
jingle
century, we have been saying it's 2009, 2008, 2010, 2011.
Sure. Incorrectly, we've been saying
that's
that.
That's incorrect. Drives me crazy. When people,
it does drive me crazy.
Oh, I'm so surrounded by badness and wrongness all the time.
2011!
It's 2011, or 2011 is what it is.
All right, you just sealed your fate, my friend.
But I'm the one who didn't say anything about it. I think I deserve a little bit of credit for backing off, by the way.
It has bothered me every time.
It has bothered me every
2011.
Time. But I can't win them all. I can't win any of them, so why bother?
Yes! Yes! We've beaten him.
He says that kind of stuff all the time.
We've beaten him!
And he comes back stronger than ever.
Oh.
It's like one of those horror movies where you think the villain is dead. Next thing you know, it's crawling out of its grave with a mask on, wielding a chainsaw.
I thought we did.
That's what Bean is.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Chainsaw-wielding grammar freak.
That's me.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Colin Farrell, it has been announced, has some big shoes to fill. Those of none other than our former governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He has been tapped to take over the lead role in the remake of the 90s classic Total Recall.
Oh, interesting.
Now, I didn't see that, of course, but that was a good one, right? That was one of the good movies.
It was
great
a good one.
God, yeah. And how could you not have seen Total Recall?
Because he's Bean. He hasn't seen any.
The only Arnold Schwarzenegger movie I ever saw was the one that we had to see before we had him on as a guest one time, and that was his tremendously entertaining End of Days.
Oh, that was
the only one I ever saw.
Christian York.
That was one of the worst movies ever.
Oh, so sweet.
Bean doesn't see movies that are aimed at guys.
That's never go out and see an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, so I missed Total Recall, but I heard that it was good.
What if Arnold Schwarzenegger played a Finnish postman who was looking for Pluto?
Then you'd have to go see that.
In 2011.
2011!
Apparently they're going to remake the film a little bit more faithful to the original Philip K. Dick story, We Can Remember It For You Wholesale, in which the original film was based. And looks like Len Wiseman, director of the Underworld movie, will be helming that. So we'll get to see a brand new Total Recall.
I love the Underworld
series. What year did the original come out? Total Recall.
90s, sometime mid-90s.
Like 2011!
Sega came out in 2011. Mid-90s at some point.
Isn't it weird to see all these remakes now of movies that, you know, you remember from the first time around?
Yeah, a couple of years is all you need.
It really is. Sometimes less than that.
Like the Hulk?
Yeah, the Hulk movies only came back to back.
They're 5 years apart, yeah.
Charlize Theron.
Yes.
She is in talks to star in a prequel as opposed to a remake.
I'm sorry, Ralph. Do you mind if I just take a little side note here that Bean mentioned Charlize Theron as one of the women that need bigger breasts?
Yeah.
But she's not
okay. I heard that when I was in the other room.
She doesn't look good enough.
I'm saying she's an A+, but she could be an A++ with a little bit more.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous, especially for her body type.
That's what I'm talking about.
Which is that of a lithe dancer, more so than a curvy, bombastic bombshell.
Right, you like men. What I'm saying is, for the rest of us, though, Charlize with bigger boobs would even be better. That's my point.
You're bad.
And wrong.
Suck it.
She is in talks to star in the Alien prequel, Paradise.
Oh.
This is about the first crew that may have encountered one of these alien creatures, and she would take on the role of the strong female lead in the ilk of Sigourney Weaver, as Ripley, of course, most famously in those films. I think it's a great choice. She can handle action.
I do too.
And she's a great actress, and it would be great to see her in a big-budget blockbuster. So.
Good to see her in.
That's true.
Or what she plays.
And did the real Kennedys get the TV Kennedys canceled? This is a very interesting story, full of Hollywood intrigue, if you like such a thing, and I do. The History Channel has finished. It's ready to air a miniseries based on the legendary American political family, the Kennedys.
Right.
Now, it's about Joe Kennedy, father, patriarch of the Kennedy clan, and how he took steps to get his sons, most famously John F. Kennedy, into the White House.
Right.
How to get them into politics. Bobby Kennedy, his brother Ted, the whole gang. How he took, which was sort of a spotted past at best, sort of a criminal past, if you believe some of the writings.
I think that's pretty well known.
He was a bootlegger. Yeah. That's how he made the predominance of his money during Prohibition. And he took his fortune to pretty much push his family's way into American politics. So it was starring Greg Kinnear as John F. Kennedy, Barry Pepper as Bobby, Katie Holmes stars as Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah, good casting.
It was supposed to be a great film, 8-part miniseries, ready to go to air on the History Channel, and now the History Channel has canceled it.
They've done all 8 parts
in the can. It's ready. It's in the can. It's good to show. And apparently the Kennedy clan has stepped in and put so much pressure on certain people in certain positions, including members of the board that sit on A&E Television Networks, which owns the History Channel, and gotten them to cancel the show. Here in America, at least.
Now I really want to see it. And
that's
I didn't
how I
before.
Feel.
You know, it's shocking because there's just not that many Kennedys left. When you think about
it. Yeah, true.
Listen to the web of intrigue that has sort of been spun here. Caroline Kennedy, this is according to the Hollywood Reporter, Caroline Kennedy has... Now, she is the daughter of John F. Kennedy and Jackie Kennedy.
Right.
Okay. Right.
She has written a book about the Kennedys, including a collection of unpublished interviews with her mother, Jackie Kennedy Onassis. She's written a book for Hyperion Publishing, which is owned by Disney. Now, the president of Disney Television sits on the board of A&E Television Networks.
Yes.
And it was explained to her that Caroline might not be as inclined to promote the book for Hyperion if this miniseries was to see the light of day. Maria Shriver, Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife and also a member of the Kennedy clan, she went to the presidents of NBC and Universal. She's got ties with them and voiced her displeasure. And she also serves on the board of directors of the Special Olympics.
Right.
With one of the people who sits on the board of the A&E Television.
Oh, this is
board.
All just filthy.
And so History Channel has announced, as proud as they are of the project.
They're not going to air it.
Let me give you the quote. While the film produced and acted is acted with the highest quality, after viewing the final product in its totality, we've concluded this dramatic interpretation is not fit for the History brand.
Wow.
And so they will not be airing it here in America.
Well, then maybe they should give it to someone else to air.
Well, apparently some people are considering it. Showtime apparently is looking at the project, as are some other networks, but no one has stepped up to the plate. Probably because they're afraid to piss off the wrong people. But it's going to air in Canada. It's going to air internationally. But as of yet, it has no place to see it here in the States.
I didn't know they were still that strong.
I didn't know it was interesting, but apparently they still have some clout.
Huh.
Here in these United States of ours. And Vanilla Ice is talking publicly about his relationship with Madonna. finally.
Oh, that's
finally
good
we
news.
Got that story. That red hot news story is finally being answered.
When was weren't that?
They, 20 years they together ago? From, yeah, like 20 years ago for 20 minutes. Wasn't that the extent of the relationship?
They dated in 1991, gentlemen. Come on. It's fresh as today's hotlines. Vanilla Ice did an interview this week talking about his relationship with Madonna and why it all ended. He said it was because of her coffee table book, Sex. Remember that book she put out? It was basically a pictorial of her doing a bunch of people.
Nude. Yeah.
He said, I broke up with her after she printed that book because I was hurt to be an unwitting part of this slutty package.
Oh, my God.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, he was in the book, right?
It was disgusting and cheap. We were in a relationship, and it looked like she was screwing all these other people. She's Madonna! She was screwing all these other people. And you were Vanilla Ice.
If she wasn't screwing a bunch of people, she never would have got to you.
Yeah. He said he was embarrassed of the book when it came out.
Oh, wow.
He can't be embarrassed about anything. He's Vanilla Ice.
Let me tell you something. He was embarrassed by the book when it came out. Vanilla Ice is currently participating in the UK reality competition Dancing on Ice. That's what he should be embarrassed about.
Wow.
He's doing the British Dancing with the Stars. Or Skating with the Stars.
Yeah, ice skating
is what he's doing.
Yeah, wow.
He has so much more to be embarrassed about than that book. Anyway, that's why he ended their relationship. He said, although it was exciting to date an older woman, he was 24 when she was 33 at the time, and he said she was a great lover.
Yeah, and I'm sure he ended it as well.
Yeah.
Right. He says he broke it off.
Yeah, well, I know.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know why she was a great lover? Because she was banging all those people.
Practice.
She got all that experience. Ice, baby. Vanilla Ice. Get me started. Let's talk about today's celebrity birthdays. Kim Coles is 49 years old today. She was on Living Single and 10 Items or Less. Tom Dumont of No Doubt is 43. Those guys apparently hard at work at a brand new album.
Yep.
I can't wait to hear that stuff.
Me either.
I love that band. Mary J. Blige is 40 years old today. Tom Rollins of the Chemical Brothers is also 40. Amanda Peet turns 39 years old today. And our very own hardworking producer, Alex, who slaves away all day over a hot telephone. We appreciate her work here on the show. She celebrates her birthday as well today. I'm Ralph Garman. I work the Showbiz Beat.
You work it?
I do. Watch
work
me.
It and walk it.
Work it.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have comedian Jim Jefferies in the studio.
Yeah!
We have Adam Carolla this week in Rage.
Yeah.
We have the Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices.
2011! Oh, it bothers me every time I hear that.
We have a mystery break, which I have determined because Bean told me that it's making fun of me somehow, so that's going to be fun.
Oh, I see.
But isn't that fun for everybody?
Not really.
So.
And we have Seth Rogen. The Green Hornet.
All right.
In our studio tomorrow morning.
How cool.
Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Beach.
And the return of Emma Robson. She will also be in today.
All right. Don't go away. As you know, here on K-Rock, we're giving away the trip to Paris, France for destination number one of the K-Rock World Tour 2011. That's to see, not 20 and 11, by the way, 2011.
2011.
My Chemical Romance in Paris. Congratulations to our latest qualifier. That is Dennis Lucero from Lakewood. He is going to go see the band at the Palladium and is on the standby boarding list. Your chance to win coming up. My Chemical Romance is part of 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music next, including Linkin Park, also Neon Trees, Green Day, The Temper Trap, and more straight ahead right here on K-Rock.